Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the Hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
In last night's second game of this six-game series between the Hounds and the Corpus Christi Hooks, base hits were not easy to come by. Each team had just four hits in the game. Runs were also tough to come by. The Rockhounds with a 3-1 win. Pitching was really good for both ball clubs. although control issues hampered the Hooks a little bit in one inning in which the Hounds did add a run. And then there was the larceny. The Rockhounds stole five bases, just two guys doing the pilfering, but Colby Thomas stole three bases, Cooper Bowman stole two, and that was key in the ballgame as well. The Rockhounds go on to win the ballgame, final score 3-1. It was a 3-0 game going to the top of the ninth inning, but a couple of bases on balls. Again, each team a speed bump or two in terms of pitching. Overall, really well-pitched game. But Jacob Melton came to the plate as a potential tying run in the top half of the ninth inning. But getting out of it, Pedro Santos, a couple of strikeouts to go with a couple of walks. And when all was said and done, Rockhounds held on for a 3-1 victory. But the Hooks really knocking on the door in the ninth inning. So 3-1 was the final. Jacob Wilson, by the way, another really good ballgame, had two more hits in the contest. Jacob now leads the Texas League, batting .417. And he's hit in five straight games. He is also hitting .500, basically over his last nine. In fact, I might have cheated him. Well, he's almost .500, .484 in his last nine games. I didn't cheat him after all. So for the Hounds, they win the first two games of this series. They hold a one-game lead over the San Antonio Missions. Frisco now two games back. Amarillo is four games out the Hooks, a half dozen games back in the early going of this season. And we all know that one hot streak could certainly change things, but that's the way they stand for right now. Last night, a little bit of a pattern continued as well in the ballgame. The Rockhounds, as you know, were absolutely shackled by Northwest Arkansas pitching in Springdale, Arkansas. And Colby Thomas was kind of at the top of that list. He was 1-for-21 in the series. Well, here's our Baseball is Goofy file for the day. Colby Thomas hit in eight straight games from April 6th through the 14th, hitting precisely .500 in that stretch, by the way. He then went 1-for-21 against Northwest Arkansas. He doubled in his first at-bat after coming home in this series. And he had three stolen bases and a 1-for-3 night in the victory last evening. I'm telling you, baseball is goofy. One of the elements of this series, too, which is fun to watch, both of these teams run. There are six teams in AA baseball who have 30 or more stolen bases collectively as a team. Three of them are in the Texas League, San Antonio and these two ball clubs. And again, Rockhounds stealing five bases in last night's game, and it was indeed a key. Pitching matchup coming up in a moment, and we'll tell you about the weather because Mother Nature, I do believe, is going to be a bit of a player in this one tonight. That and more on the way. Baseball coming up from Momentum Bank Ballpark when our Budweiser pregame show continues.
Always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your H-E-B, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. H-E-B. Here, fresh produce tastes better.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
Well, it is warm. That's nice. It is 81 degrees and it is windy. Why? Because this is West Texas. The wind is really strong. It was in that, well, maybe 15 at times last night, but it will be much, much stronger. It is right to left, and at times it is blowing not quite straight in, but definitely inward, at least to a point, because it tries to pin every paper on the desk to the back wall here in the press box. So the wind will be a factor, 23 miles an hour at this moment, largely right to left, and again, a little bit inward. 81 degrees, bright sunshine for this ball game as we get set to get it going. Good pitching match in this one. Jose Fleury will be on the mound for Corpus Christi. Last name is F-L-E-U-R-Y, but it is Fleury. Okay. Well, it doesn't make sense, but that's A-OK, and he is a very good pitching prospect for the Houston Astros. 0-1 on the year, 5.68 ERA, but again in the early going. And likewise, Roiber Salinas, an outstanding prospect for the A's. Big right-hander is 1-0 with a 2.20 earned run average. Roiber did not face the Hooks in the season opening series at Whataburger Field. Flaherty did face the Rockhounds, gave up 7 hits and 4 runs over 4 innings in that ball game, in which the Rockhounds posted a win. But again, he is a very talented young right-hander and a guy who is high on the prospect list for the Houston Astros. Game 3 of this series, Rockhounds introduced now out onto the field, so they will take the diamond wearing the home white uniforms. Hooks are in the dark blue jerseys. I say this often, but it's absolutely true. One of my favorite looks in the entire Texas League, the dark blue jerseys trimmed in the sky blue, silver, and red. Roiber Salinas now introduced, almost the pause there, with almost lost the scorecard. One more time, a little gust of wind. Thank you very much. So just ahead of game 3 of this series, thank you, Ma Nature. My goodness, we'll take you downstairs for the Star-Spangled Banner. And here's the... Just about set for baseball tonight. Momentum Bank Ballpark. Mentioned the third game of this set. Rockhounds winning the first two, and they have taken the first 5 of the season against the Hooks, including the 3 games to open the year at Whataburger Field. Go over that pitching matchup one time real quick. Couple of notes as we get this one going. Roiber Salinas, baseball in hand, and he will throw the first pitch of our ball game right after this from Bud Light.
And the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
And double check the weather. It is indeed 81 degrees. That wind, I was kind of watching the velocity a little bit, anywhere from 22 to 26 miles an hour, so it will be significant. 6 ounces of baseball doesn't always stand much of a chance when Ma Nature gets it cranked up, and that is what the guys will be dealing with here. Bright sunlight is mentioned, so the guys on the left side of the diamond will have to put up with some sunshine play in the defense. Hooks come into the ballgame 5-12 on the year. The road has not treated Corpus Christi very well. They are 1-7 on the road, 4-5 at Whataburger Field. Mantle Rockhounds come into the game overall 11-6 and 6-2 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Tommy Sacco Jr. back in the leadoff spot where he has been throughout this series. Switch hitter will bat from the left side against Roy Brasilinas. That release point going to be right on the edge of sunlight and shadow early on in this game with a 7 o'clock start. Here's Rover, and here's the first pitch of the ball game, and it bends down and in for a ball, 1-0 to the hook shortstop. Sacco with a solid 271 as a home run, 5 driven in. Rover with a kick and the pitch one. That's up and away for ball two, so two balls, no strikes. Kennedy Corona in center field will bat second. Corona in center field. Jacob Melton moves to the three spot in right field. Jacob Melton in right. Weber's pitch way up high. Ball three. So a quick 3-0 count here to start things off to Sacco. Jordan Brewer, the first baseman in the cleanup spot. Jordan Brewer at first. Quincy Hamilton, left fielder batting fifth. Hamilton in left. Pitch to the inside edge. And Tommy taking that all the way. Three balls and one strike. Weber, big deep breath, working at a pretty brisk pace. The 3-1 delivery, and that'll get there, and it's called strike two over the inside edge. Count goes full. So 3-0 is now 3-2 to lead off the ball game. Salinas set, hands dropped down to the belt. That'll leg kick and a pitch and a topper out towards second base. Cooper Bowman handles a little bit of a high hop. Throw to first for the out. So Salinas rebounds well, got behind the leadoff batter in the ball game with a 3-0 count that gets the ground up on the full count pitch, and Kennedy Corona will be the batter. Rest of the hook's order, Chad Stevens is the third baseman, batting at number six spot, Chad Stevens. C.J. Stubbs behind the plate will bat seventh. Stubbs the catcher. Corona, right-handed hitter, pitch on the way from Roybert, outside corner in the knees for a strike 0-1. Rolando Espinosa gets his first start and first appearance of the series. He's batting eighth. He's the D.H. Espinosa, the designated hitter. Pitch drops down and away from Salinas. One ball and one strike. And Jeremy Orocho, as he has throughout the series so far, will round it out playing second base and batting number nine, Jeremy Orocho. 1-1 kick pitched by Roiber, swung on and missed. Breaking ball away. Corona waved at it. One ball and two strikes. Kennedy at an even 200. No homers. 7 driven in. Has 8 stolen bases. Picks and it's down in the dirt for a ball, gloved by Daniel Susak. And a 2-2 count. So it's Sacco, Corona, and Melton up top. Brewer, Hamilton, and Stevens in the middle. And Stubbs, Espinosa, and Orocho rounded out for Corpus. Pitch, ooh, up and in, and that hit him. Boy, got him on the left shoulder. Kennedy's spinning out of the way. Boy, that hurts. That's interesting. He's grabbing now his left wrist. I think it got him in the shoulder. You wonder if that might have, boy, pinched a nerve or. Well, he's bent over at the waist. He is really in pain. Ball hit him in the shoulder, but you wonder if that maybe just sent a, boy, just a bolt of lightning right down the arm. Kennedy's still trying to kind of shake this off. He's going to get some attention here. Well, he looks a little wobbly. Boy, ball got him in that left shoulder. Athletic trainer is Jennifer Bardales, and she is attending now to Kennedy. He turned away from that pitch, but it got him again in the left shoulder. And he got out of the batter's box and walked over toward the dugout a little bit. I think he's going to stay in the game. He's moving that arm around a little bit, so he'll put the batting helmet on and jog to first, get a nice round of applause. We just wonder if that, where that ball hit him, that just, apparently that pain went right down the left arm. So Kennedy Corona hit by pitch. First base runner of the ball game, and well, that's a painful way to reach. So it's one man on and one man out, and the batter is Jacob Melton. Left-handed hitter, and he seems to be really getting his footing on this season. It's a good series, some good swings in the bat. It's a strike over the inside edge from Roiber, no balls in, one strike. Melton at 250, one home run that came in this ballpark just a couple of nights ago, and boy, he got it all. Hit two baseballs that basically got just over and right to the base of the batter's eye in center field, really ripped them. Stretch, kicking the pitch by Salinas, Well, a called strike at the knees. Melton reacts. Can't blame him. That was a low-edge strike to be sure. That just got there. Daniel Blythe way behind home plate. Just a tiny bit of delay on that call. And boy, it just got the zone. If indeed it did. But he said it did, and that's all that matters. 0-2 the count. Melton stands back away from the plate a little bit, east-west in the box. Left-handed hitter waits, pitched by Salinas. A swing and a miss on a breaking pitch. And Melton is out on strikes. So first strikeout for Roiber Salinas, and he's a guy who can put some K's in the book. Both of these guys can. Two down for Jordan Brewer, right-handed hitting first baseman. 2-0-8 to start the year for Jordan, right-handed hitter. Kennedy Corona, who is a threat to go, he will draw a throw, in fact, over to first base. Kennedy, 8 out of 9 on the base paths, and I got a note. As we mentioned, he was charged correctly, by the way, with a caught stealing last night. He was caught off the bag and then tried to move to second. And now he is running, got a good jump in. Urbino throw a ball in and out of Daniel Susak's glove. Stolen base for Corona. So he's 9 out of 10. And a count, one ball and no strikes to the first baseman, Jordan Brewer. Both of these clubs, 35 stolen bases coming in, so that's number 36 for Corpus Christi. Again, only six teams in AA have 30 or more steals, including these two teams. San Antonio as well, and Springfield's closing in on it. So Corona, boy, sent left shoulder still bothering him a little bit, but he stole the base. 1-0 stretch, runner in scoring position, going to try to steal third, and he will get there, and the ball popped out of Daniel's glove again, but he will retrieve it. So Kennedy Corona extracts a little modicum of revenge. He steals his 9th and 10th bases of the year. Count is 1-1 to Jordan Brewer with the runner at third now and two men down. So that shoulder may hurt, and I'm sure it does, and I'm not making light of it at all, but it feels a little better after a couple of stolen bases, I would think. 1-1 pitch from Roiber, swing and a miss on a breaking ball away, 1-2. Jordan Brewer, one home run and five driven in. Home run coming in this series. Right-handed hitter waits. Salinas, the longer set this time, changing the pace a little bit. Pitch down away, and Susak blocked it. Good play by Daniel. That pitch in the dirt in the left-hand batter's box, blocked by the Hounds catcher. There is no stat for it, of course, officially, although we tend to count almost everything in baseball, but that's a save for the catcher for sure. 2-2 set now. Here's Salinas' pitch. Swung on and missed, got him. Fastball at 95 with good life to it, and Brewer swung through it, and the inning will come to an end. So it's no runs or hits. One hit batsman, a couple of stolen bases for Kennedy Corona. And after a half inning of play, it's the hooks nothing, and the Rockhounds are coming to bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the O&G news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes, with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you'll experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Jacob Wilson will lead it off. Jacob, the shortstop, brings a 417 average with him to the dish. Cooper Bowman on deck to get things going for the Rockhounds, bottom of the first inning. Jose Flaherty to the mound, and his first pitch sails up high for ball one. One ball and no strikes to Jacob. Right-hander on the hill to face Jacob Wilson, Cooper Bowman, Colby Thomas batting 30s, the DH. Pitch to Jacob, high strike, outside edge, 1-1. Make a mental note. Daniel Blythwaite, home plate umpire, a little bit of a delay in the, at least in the signal of the call. 1-1 pitch, swung on and missed. Count 1-2. Daniel Susak was a late addition to the lineup. Originally, Shane McGuire was to catch and bat cleanup with a late change. So Daniel Susak batting in the fourth spot behind the plate. Swinging a bouncing ball down the first base side, but foul. Daryl Kennedy, Rockhounds assistant hitting coach. Okay, a slight bobble, but that's okay. He's not wearing a glove. He is terrific. This staff is really, really terrific. We've been so lucky. Really have. Pitch swung on, fouled away. Ball and two strikes. A's era dates all the way back to 1999. Boy, we've got some terrific people on the field staffs. See some familiar names in the dugout in Oakland, which is really cool. Swing, and boy, he got a piece of it, did Jacob, lunging at a pitch that was probably off the outside corner. Might have fooled him a little bit, but he went out and got a piece of it. Right-handed hitter. Flaherty comes set. And the 1-2 pitch again. Backup delivery is ripped left field side. Base hit down into the corner. Chasing it is Hamilton. Rounding first on his way to second is Jacob. He loses his batting helmet, and he is going to put on the brakes. Boy, a good aggressive turn and a double for Jacob Wilson. Hair flying as that helmet went flying off. Boy, this kid is so much fun to watch at the plate. Didn't want to say it with two strikes in the count, but he is really tough to strike out. Got down in the count 1-2, fouled a couple away, and then ripped a 1-2 pitch into the left field corner. Jacob is now hit in six consecutive games. He's reached base in seven straight. Had one game in Northwest Arkansas in which he replaced Jeremy Ironman late. Didn't have a plate appearance. Didn't have an at-bat, rather. He was hit by a pitch. So he's on at second as Cooper, and he takes up high at his Bowman for ball one. One ball, no strikes, showing bunt. Rest of the order, Brendan Malone batting fifth, the first baseman. Brendan is at first. Junior Perez in center field batting sixth. Junior Perez in center. Jack Winkler batting seventh. He's the third baseman, Jack Winkler, at third. Set by Flaherty. Pitch sails high, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Denzel Clark moving down in the lineup. Gregorio Petit moving Denzel from the 4 spot to the 8 spot. Start of the season has really been a struggle for the big and talented center fielder. Actually playing in right field tonight. Pitch from Flaherty will get there. High strike, and it's 2-1. And Caden Trinkle will round it out in left field. Caden Trinkle is in left. Wilson, Bowman, and Thomas up top. Susak, Malone, and Perez in the middle. Winkler, Clark, and Trinkle round it out. Stretch and pitch. That's ball just down the way off the corner, 3-1. Shadow covering all of the infield grass and all up the right side of the infield into the right field. Very shallow and right, but the left side, they are really battling the sun, watching Chad Stevens shielding his eyes at third as he waits. Pitch to Bowman, and that'll get there, and the count goes full, 3-2. Off-speed pitch floated in for a strike. Jacob Wilson, as he leaves off second base, looks like he's standing on the top of the shadow. He's right on the edge of shadow and sunlight. Flaherty comes set. Pitching up, down, away, and back to the screen. So it's going to be a walk and a wild pitch. So Jacob Wilson will come to third base on the wild pitch. It was also ball four, so Cooper Bowman with a walk. And it's first and third, nobody down. Here's Colby Thomas. Yep, Colby had the wheels turning yesterday. Both he and Cooper Bowman stole second and third, each in the span of one inning, and Colby added a third steal. As the Hounds scored their final run in last night's game without benefit of a hit. Colby waits, first and third, takes up high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Jose Flaherty has mentioned 0-1, 5.68 ERA. His fourth appearance, his second as a starter. Folks again utilize the
piggyback start system a lot. 1-0 stretch. Runner at first base goes. Pitch is swung on and fouled away. Well, Cooper goes head first, diving into second, only to find out it was a foul ball. One ball, one strike. So the Hounds trying to get something going here on the base paths as well. Leadoff double. Jacob Wilson, one out door. Excuse me, a walk to Cooper Bowman with a wild pitch, first and third. 1-1 to Colby. Right-handed hitter. Stance spread wide. Takes up high for a ball. Two balls and one strike. Flaherty in his first three outings, 12 and two-thirds innings, 12 hits, 5 walks, 10 strikeouts. His debut at Double-A, very solid numbers. The ERA a little bit high. The other numbers kind of belie that. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Swung on. Hit in the air to shallow right center field. That'll sink, and that will drop. Little duck snort base hit. And Cooper Bowman hustling all the way, and he will slide into third base. 1-0 Rockhounds. Colby Thomas with an RBI single to center field. Wind knocked that down just a little bit, too. Just a little flare in the right center field. And Cooper, with a good speed, comes around to third. So it's first and third all over again. And Colby Thomas with base hit. Again, 1-for-21 in Northwest Arkansas. Doubled in the first at bat of the homestand. Went 1-for-3 last night. He has a base hit and now shares the team lead with Jacob Wilson with 11 RBIs. Driving Jacob in for the second consecutive game in the first inning. Draws a throw. Boy, that might have been close. The throw was a little short. Flaherty made a good move, and Colby had to scramble back. Good throw. Wouldn't say it would have gotten him, but it would have had a chance. The batter is Daniel Susak, Rockhounds catcher. Runner at first base goes. Thomas is running. Here's the throw, and that is high and wide and off the glove. And into center field, run will score. We'll see who gets the error. So it is a stolen base as Colby swipes another one. And a throwing error on the catcher. Run scores Cooper Bowman. Athletic trainer Eric Fast is going out. Gregorio Petit is over as well. On the slide, I think there might have been a collision between Tommy Sacco and Colby Thomas. Sacco, I thought, reacted initially. I don't know if we'll get a second look. You have a really good tight camera shot going. Colby says he's okay. He's shaking his left hand. Maybe the elbow. Oh, yeah, he got popped in the elbow pretty good. Shaking the hand off as well. So, yeah, there was, I would think, a little bit of a collision on the stolen base. So the thievery, runner in scoring position, error on catcher C.J. Stubbs, 2-0 Rockhounds with a runner in scoring position. And a 1-0 count to Daniel Susak. He fouls the pitch away. It's 1-1. So that run is unearned for the moment. Colby Thomas, by the way, is 7-for-7 on the base paths. He has 4 in his last 2 games. Stretch and pitch by Flaherty. Swung on and missed. Good off-speed pitch. Had Daniel chasing that one up in the zone a little bit. One ball and two strikes to count. Brennan Malone waiting on deck. Pitch. Daniel swing and a miss. Got him with another off-speed pitch down. So first out of the inning comes on a strikeout. One man out. Here is Brennan Malone. Brennan, as he was all last year at the 2 single-A levels in the A's organization, just a really solid start to the year. He's hitting .283, a couple of home runs, 7 driven in. He's been excellent getting on base. Runner bluffs, doesn't go. Pitch just up and in, 1 ball, no strikes. It isn't a streak, so I can mention it with him at the plate, but Brennan on base in 13 of his last 14 games. And hitting exactly .300 in that stretch, so it's been a solid streak for sure, or a stretch anyway. Swinging a foul back, and it's 1-1. Well, say Flaherty a year ago at the single-A level was a strikeout machine. He struck out 139 batters in 98 and two-thirds innings. Runner goes this time. Pitch is swung on a miss. Here's a throw. Got a chance. No, it's going to be wide. Boy, and a terrific play by Chad Stevens. That saves a run. C.J. Stubbs yanked that throw just a little bit. It was wide of the bag. Chad Stevens moving toward the bag at third and had to backhand that ball, basically like a line drive. Saves a run, does Stevens. Another steal for Colby. That's five in the last two games. Delivery to Brennan down and away, two and two. The pitch on which Thomas was running was a strike, so it's two and two. Well, stole second and third in one inning last night. Steals second and third in the first inning in this one. Flaherty comes set. Infield in. Pitch high and tight. Ball three. Three and two. So runner at third. To me, that's a really interesting scoring situation here because that's a stolen base. The previous run scored on an error, but I guess you assume that the run would have scored. There's a swing of the ball hit in the left field. This should be enough. Runner will tag. Yeah, there will be no throw. Boy, Quincy Hamilton didn't even think about a throw there. That's interesting. Don't know if he thought it was a third out. Runner will score. Sacrifice fly for Brennan Malone, his eighth RBI of this season. Well, I thought Quincy would at least maybe look home, but he really didn't. So Colby Thomas comes across to score. And it is a 3-0 ball game. Base is empty. Boy, Rockhounds really taking advantage. Swinging the bat and a break. And again, some more thievery. Junior Perez takes down and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Cooper Bowman didn't steal a base, but went from first to third on the base hit. The RBI single by Colby Thomas. Pitch to the outside edge, just wide. Ball two, 2-0. Jacob Wilson lights the fuse again. Top of the order. A one ball, two strike double. 2-0 pitch swung on and missed. 2-1. Already in this series, Jacob has led off the ballgame a couple of times with, again, really good swing of the bat. Had an infield single on an 0-2 to start the game on Tuesday. Pitch down and away to Perez. Ball 3, 3-1. Tough inning here for Flaherty. Giving up three runs on two hits. A walk, a couple of stolen bases, an error, a sacrifice fly, everything. Here's a line drive up the middle. Base hit, Junior Perez. Junior with a line drive right back up the box. So that, I do believe, without any question, makes all three runs earned. One man on, and Perez is a guy who runs. He has six steals. He's been caught a couple of times. He had a visit now to the mound. The Corpus Christi dugout is pitching coach Sean Buchanan will go out. Rockhounds and the Hooks tomorrow evening. 7 o'clock start. The Midland Amigos will make their debut. It is, of course, it is the same team, just different uniforms, of course. And got a note asking about what the Amigos might be. Well, it's our new COPA identity program put together by Minor League Baseball. Hounds have been involved with it for several years as the Matamoscas, but we changed the identity this year. It was rather remarkable out of all the teams who do the COPA identities that nobody had grabbed the name Amigos, so the Rockhounds, well, we did. And they will make their debut in tomorrow's game and also Amigos Night with fireworks on Saturday. Here's Jack Winkler now. Jack looking to bust out a little slide of late. Picks up high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Last six games, just 1-17. And, of course, that started in Northwest Arkansas. And, boy, nobody really swinging the bat all that successfully in that series. Runner goes. Pitch is taken down low. Here's the throw. And Perez has it. Stolen ball got loose. But close, but he beat the tag. So Perez with a steal. That's his seventh. Two balls, no strikes to Jack Winkler. Well, the teams have combined for five stolen bases in the first inning. The Hounds now have 38 on the season. Corpus has 37. Hounds are 38 out of 41. Here's the stretch and pitch, and that will get there. High strike, 2-1. Corpus Christi not quite as high a percentage, but they were at 81% as a team coming in, and obviously as a club, that's very good. Two balls, one strike, dancing off the bag. This Perez swing and a miss as Jack chases one away. Two balls, two strikes. Right-handers hitting third baseman. comes in at 288. Had a terrific stretch not long ago in which he hit 500 over five games. Swings and sends one in the air, right side. On the move is Melton. Will he get there? The ball will drop foul. Oh, and it gently bounces up and over the wall and gently onto the grass berm. Well, that's an easy souvenir. Don't get many of those. It's a high wall. That ball bounced to and way up in the air. Somebody's happy down there on the berm of the baseball. Two balls, two strikes to Jack Winkler. Three runs across, bottom of the first inning. Hounds on top, 3-0. Junior Perez, that uniform now, the bright white uniform covered in dirt on the front after the head first slide into the bag. Good speed, leads off second base. Pitch to Winkler, swing and in the foul tip. Nope, swinging strike three. Ball was down and away. I don't think he foul tipped it. Stubbs had to kind of get down and dig that out, but he did a good job hanging on to it. So the strikeout, and Jack Winkler is out, and the inning will come to an end. But the Rockhounds put a three spot on the board. So we have played one at Momentum Bank Ballpark, third game of this six-game series between longtime rivals. Let's see if the computer will cooperate with me, and I don't think it's going to do so. We may you have to keep this right here. Thank you very much. Goodness gracious. We'll hang on to this one. Mention Hounds and the Hooks tomorrow and Saturday at 7 o'clock both evenings. And then on Sunday in the afternoon, a 1 o'clock start. Really cool stuff, by the way, on Sundays, thanks to our presenting sponsors at ConocoPhillips. First 250 fans on Sunday afternoons get a Rockhounds umbrella, and I've seen several of them in use. Of course, that's probably as much, if not more, for sunshine than it is for rain, we hope. But umbrellas for the first 250 on Sundays. Pardon the awkward silence while I try to regroup the radio thing here. In the top of the second inning for Corpus Christi, it'll be Quincy Hamilton, Chad Stevens, and C.J. Stubbs to face Royber Salinas. Royber, last time out, went a career-high seven innings against Northwest Arkansas. Again, a guy who can register a high strikeout total. He has done that. He's a guy who was a very good prospect for the Atlanta Braves, came over to the A's in the Sean Murphy trade. Right-hander delivers, and that'll drop down and in. Ball one to Quincy Hamilton. One ball and no strikes to the left-handed hitting left fielder. Quincy's year last year ended in July, but he got some time at AAA. Takes down and in for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. So it has to be driving him crazy. He's hitting just 0.93. Left-handed hitter, but a very talented one, just off to a slow start. Takes outside here, ball three. Three balls and no strikes. No home runs, couple of runs driven in. The delivery from Salinas, and that's a called strike, and the count goes 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Shadow stretching out, boy, shortstop and third baseman right on the edge of that sunlight. Pitch to the outside corner, called strike. Quincy thought he might have had a face on balls. Instead, the count is full. Three balls, two strikes. Full count pitch from Salinas. Bounced foul wide of first base. Count stays 3-2. Rockhounds in the bottom of the first inning, picking up three runs on three base hits. Had a walk, three stolen bases, a throwing error, a wild pitch, and a sacrifice fly. Other than that, nothing going on. Whoever comes set, right-handed delivers, 3-2 pitch, and that's bounced foul at the plate. So Hamilton hanging tough with a full count. Whoever originally signed by Atlanta, very young. He was only 17. He signed in 2018. Came over in the offseason before the 23 season of the Sean Murphy deal. It was a breaking pitch swung on and missed. Three consecutive strikeouts for Roiber Salinas. Quincy Hamilton is retired, and Chad Stevens will be the batter. Chad, right-handed hitter. He has already made a couple of really good defensive plays and just flat defensive efforts. A really good defender. Takes down and in for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Was hitting a very similar number a year ago. He's at 151. There's a swing and a high fly ball right field. Drifting over is Denzel Clark toward the line. Still on the move and out of our line of sight. Did he hang on? Yes, he did. Foul ball hauled in by Denzel Clark down toward the right field corner. Chad Stevens retired on a good play by Denzel. That'll bring up C.J. Stubbs. Right-handed hitting catcher. C.J. at 162. A couple of home runs, though, and four driven in. Brother of Garrett Stubbs, who also played for the Hooks. Called strike on a pitch on the outside half, 0-1. Salinas with a little check swing, little peel, but did not go. One ball and one strike to count. Rolando Espinosa would be next. A stretch and a foul tip on a pitch down and away. One ball and two strikes to count. Salinas with the delivery, a swing and a miss, and he got him, and the inning will come to an end. A 1-2-3 for Roiber Salinas as he retires the side in order here in the second inning, and that is four strikeouts. He struck out four of the last five batters he has faced. We will go to break. You may not hear any audio, but please hang in there with me. We'll be back in a moment. More Rockhounds baseball. Rockhounds and the Hooks. We'll go to the bottom half of the second inning. 3-0 Hounds. Thanks for hanging with me, folks. I had an issue, obviously, with our audio program, so I wanted to turn the volume down for a moment so I could do a little work. I threatened it with a ball peen hammer, and it came around really, really fast. So, yeah, I think we're back in recombobulate as we go to the bottom half of the second inning at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Denzel Clark will lead it off. Caden Trenkel will follow, then back up top for Jacob Wilson. Denzel, who has been in the four spot even with the struggles, and Gregorio Petit telling me during the last road trip that he's kept Denzel in that four spot three a time or two, but he's been right in the heart of the order. But Denzel just flat out struggling on the year. He's hitting 143. He's just 9-for-63, and of his 63 at bats, 33 have ended in strikeouts. So, guy who had high hopes, certainly high expectations, is a better way to phrase it for this year, and it's been a struggle. So Denzel moves to the eighth spot in this game. And he faces Jose Fleury in his first pitch. Breaking ball fouled away to count 0-1. Denzel, one home run, three driven in. The road has really treated him very not well at all. Pitch high for a ball, 1-1. He's had a little more success at home. But again, overall, just a struggle and really a surprising one. Right-handed hitter waits. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Tempted. Did not go. Pitch down and away. Two balls and a strike. Denzel, 6'5". Holds those hands up high. Stirs that bat a little bit with those orange batting gloves. Swings and rips one left side base hit. Well, I don't know what it feels like to hit a ball like that, but I have a feeling for Denzel that feels really, really good. Just a line drive base hit between third and short. I mean, it's been a struggle. His last five games, he's 1-for-21. So you know that line drive felt good. Fourth base hit for the Rockhounds. One on, nobody down here in the second inning. And the batter is Caden Trinkle. Caden would like to get things cranked up a little bit. You know, a lot of guys with some rough stretches. Denzel runs. Pitch is taken. Here's the throw on a hop. And he's got the base stolen. Well, the Rockhounds really doing some running in this game. That is four stolen bases in the first inning and one batter. And for Denzel, that's his third. And again, obviously, he's not been getting on base as much as he would like because he's got good speed. 0-1 pitch to Trinkle. Fouled that one down off his foot, I do believe. 0-2 to Caden, left-handed hitter. Caden just 3 for his last 29. And, of course, the Northwest Arkansas series didn't help anybody. I guess Jason Rosario was the only guy, I think, who raised his average in that series. 0-2 pitch and a bluff move to second base. Clayudi does not throw. Right-hander with the baseball behind his back looks in for the sign and has it. Trinkle waits with an 0-2 count. Pitch high and away for a ball. 1-2. Top of the order, Jacob Wilson waiting on deck. Don't know if the move to the eighth spot had anything to do with it, but Denzel teed off on a pitch. Leads this inning off with a base hit and a steal. Trinkle waits, one ball, two strikes. Pitch to Caden, swung on and ripped the foul on the first base side. That'll stay a ball and two strikes. Clayudi signed by the Astros in 2021. He was 19 when they signed him, and he is one of the, I guess, the number three pitching prospect for the Astros. Then a young guy just getting his double-A career started, just his fourth double-A game. 1-2 stretch, pitch move up and in, and boy, that hit something. Oh, that just got back to the backstop, and Denzel Clark's going to come for the plate, and he goes in head first and scores! Denzel Clark on a wild pitch scores from second base. C.J. Stubbs got a bit of the body on that ball. It was up and in. I thought maybe it had hit the batter, Caden Trinkle. I don't think there's any discussion. The umpires did come down the first and third base lines, but I don't think there's any discussion. No argument for the hook, so it was just a wild pitch. And Denzel, and man, when he turned around third base, he saw where the ball was. It was near the third base dugout. Let's see, I might have an equipment. Oh, maybe an equipment issue. Daniel Blythway, let's see. Yep, might have been the umpire's mask. That hit something for sure. So it's 2-2 to Trinkle. Well, I mean, Denzel was flying. He is a really athletic kid. Here's the pitch and tapper back to the mound. Clayudi will make that play. Flips to first for the out, so a 1-3 put out, but the fourth run of the game across. Second wild pitch. He's 6'5". He has long strides, and Denzel had a good look at where that ball was, and while C.J. Stubbs was trying to track the baseball down, it came over by the third base dugout, and man, Denzel was just flying around third. Here's Jacob Wilson. First pitch swing. Line drive. Base hit left side. Boy, he is. I think you just have to say it. This kid is the real deal. Jumps on the first pitch there. He's 2-for-2 in this game. So Jacob Wilson is now 12 for his last 22. And he's also now hitting better than .500 over his last 10 games. Line drive, base hit. Pitch to Cooper Bowman outside for a ball. It's 1-0. Fifth base hit for the Rockhounds. Well, they have scored in a variety of ways already in this game. 4-0 in the second. Jacob will draw a throw. Gets back into the bag. Missed just a little bit of time. Jacob playing in his 14th game. This is the 18th game for the Hounds. Injured his finger is sliding into a bag on a play at second base. Pitch up high ball two to Cooper Bowman. So missed three games there. He was to have gotten a day off in Northwest Arkansas, but that was a game, sadly, in which Jeremy Ironman was injured, had to leave, and Jacob ended up playing in that one briefly. Pitch called strike inside corner of the knees. 2-1 to Cooper. Colby Thomas waiting on deck. Thomas have five base hits, a walk, four stolen bases. It's a second inning. Ground ball out towards second base. Going to be a tough guy to double. They're going to get it done, though. Good, strong throw. Nope, he beat it. Well, I mean to tell you, Tommy Sacco Jr. did everything he could. That was a laser to first base, but we say it often. Cooper Bowman is a really tough guy to double up. 4-6 put out at second base. Two down in the inning. Fielder's choice for Cooper. And here's Colby Thomas. Singled, stole second, stole third, and scored. And his single drove in a run. So through one inning, Colby is 1-for-1 with a run, a ribby, and two stolen bases. Pitch by Flaherty, outside, backhanded by C.J. Stubbs. One ball, no strikes. Colby coming into the game at 317. Set now by Flaherty, short lead at first. For Cooper Bowman, he draws a throw and gets back in. Cooper stole a couple of bases in last night's game. Has seven on the season now. 42 out of 45 is a Rockhound last year and this year. High strike outside edge to Colby. Count goes 1-1 to the Hounds' designated hitter in this one. Outfielder by trade. He's really bristling, as you can hear a little bit. Here's a swing and a high pop-up behind the plate. CJ giving a look, but Stubbs will run out of room, and that'll never heard it come down. I'm guessing that it did. One ball and two strikes to count. So a run across. Denzel Clark with a single and a steal. Scored from second on the wild pitch. Jacob Wilson the single, and Cooper Bowman replaces him on the bases on the fielder's choice. Not running. Pitch swung on. Lined into left center field. That's going to sink and drop. Over to cut it off is Hamilton. Coming around to third base is Bowman. Coming for second base is Thomas. The throw's got a chance, and they got it. That will go 7-4. Base hit for Thomas, but he's thrown out trying to stretch it to a double. 7-4 goes the putout. Inning will come to an end. Colby line drive double in that time. Boy, Quincy Hamilton really got on his horse, as the saying goes, and got to that ball in a hurry, cut it off. And Colby is cut down trying to get into second base. The Rockhounds put another run on the board, and we go to the top half of the third. After two, Rockhounds 4, and the Corpus Christi Hooks nothing.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan. So make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes. This tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
It's a ballpark tradition and a great way to jumpstart your weekend. Thirsty Thursday, enjoy Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds and discount beer and soft drinks at every Thursday home game. Thirsty Thursdays are made possible in part by Widener Apartments and Lone Star Signs. Gates open at 6 with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
Top of the third, Roy Bersalinas will face Rolando Espinosa. Does down and in with the first delivery. Espinosa, then Jeremy Orocho, and back up to the top of the order for Tommy Sacco Jr. 4-0 Rockhounds in the top of the third. big right hand delivers that ball ripped into left field, a base hit. Caden Trinkle will cut it off right on the edge of that shadow, which is stretching out now into deep left center field. Lead off single for Espinosa. So his first at bat of the series, and he rips a line drive base hit. First hit for the Hooks in this game. Second base runner. And now Jeremy Orocho. Switch hitter will bat from the left side against the big right-hander, Roiber Salinas. One on, nobody down. Cheating into third base is Jack Winkler. Shortstop Jacob Wilson shading solidly up the middle. Called strike to Orocho down the middle, 0-1. Roiber, 6'3", 260. Only 23 years of age. Miranda, Venezuela is his home. Right-hander set. Average lead for Espinosa. Pitch, breaking ball. Boy, just dropped low. Actually, fastball. Had a lot of movement. Dropped a little bit, but just out of the zone. One ball, one strike. Orocho with a tall, very solid. 289. Early on in the year. No homers and seven driven in. Roiber from the belt. Delivery drops down and away for a ball. The count goes 2-1. Same pitch, the fastball to move down just out of the zone. Two balls and a strike. Cooper Bowman shading solidly toward the pull side for the left-handed hitters. The Hounds do a lot. There's a line drive, a soft one into center field and on the move. Nicely tracked down by Junior Perez. Boy, give part of that to the iPad and the Mother Nature as well. Orocho, a line drive into fairly shallow center field. Perez was positioned almost ideally, and of course the wind knocking it down a little bit as well. Anything hit in the air, of course, line drives are going to carry almost always, but even then, the wind is going to knock things down a bit. The outfield, very shallow, and that's more Mother Nature than anything. Here's Tommy Sacco Jr., one on, one out. Swings and misses, comes up empty, 0-1. Bounced out to second to start the game. Switch hitting shortstop. Espinosa takes the lead, extends by maybe a half step or so. Pitch on the way from Roiber outside for a ball. And the count goes 1-1. In that last outing in Northwest Arkansas, allowed only one run. First time he's gone seven innings in his career. You just don't see it all that often anymore. Pitch from Roiber swung on and missed. Boy, down and in, tied up, a ball and two strikes. Good breaking pitch to Sacco. Count goes 1-2. Struck out seven, gave up only three hits, two walks. He did hit two batters in that game. Right-hander looks in for the sign. That left elbow up parallel with the ground for a moment as he gets the sign. Now comes set at the belt. Pitch to Sacco is down and in. Count evens at two balls and two strikes. Kennedy Corona on deck for the Hooks in the top of the third. Hounds with a hat trick in the first inning and added another in the second for a 4-0 advantage. Salinas set. Delivery. Swung on and had his hit high in the air, but foul out of play left side. Count stays two balls and two strikes. Tommy Sacco Jr. out of TCU. He was 14th rounder in 2022. The 2-2 pitch. Bouncing ball out towards second. Cooper Bowman makes the play. Goes to shortstop for one. Relay is not quite in time. Sacco hustled and beat it. 4-6 put out at second base. Cooper Bowman to Jacob Wilson. The relay throw was strong, but not quite in time. Very similar to the play that Cooper Bowman beat out in the bottom half of the second inning. One on and two men down. Kennedy Corona. Well, he had a painful first trip to the plate. Was hit by a pitch in the left shoulder, and it really got him. But he had a little revenge with a couple of stolen bases. Takes on the outside corner for a called strike, and it's 0-1. So Corona now with 10 steals. Caught once, and again, that was last night. He was caught leaning off the bag at first base, so the throw behind him, he tried to move up and was retired. Pitched down low for a ball, 1-1. But that does go, of course, as a caught stealing. Once you make any kind of a move to get to the next base, and that was the case for Kennedy last night, but he's a good base runner. Stretch by Salinas. Sacco leads off first base. Pitch just down and in. Two balls and a strike. Jacob Melton on deck for the Hooks. Ballpark almost entirely in shadows now. Just that long stretch of sunlight from shallow right center out to the outfield wall. Tossed to first base by Roiber. Sacco not very far off the bag, so he gets back easily. Two down in the inning with a man on base. Corona waits from the right side, kind of waggles that bat as he waits. Wind really bristling again as Roiber comes set. Pitch swung on, lifted in the air. Center field, Junior Perez drifting over with time and room, and he's got it. Well, again, anything you hit up in the sky, and it's going to get knocked down a little bit. On our 50 years and counting retrospective, and telling you about one of the most unique guys in our franchise's history, Vio. Without Vio Sergi Rosa, there would almost certainly not have been a four-peat or a three-peat of championships for the Rockhounds. In the 2016 division playoffs against an outstanding Corpus Christi team, the series was tied at a game apiece. In pivotal game three, it's the Hooks 5, the Rockhounds 3, with the bases loaded and two out in the bottom of the ninth inning. Vio lifts a high drive to right field. A few breathtaking seconds later, the ball lands on the right field berm, a walk-off grand slam. And it's the Rockhounds, not the Hooks, who take a 2-1 lead in the series. The Hounds, as you know, went on to claim their third consecutive title. In the 2017 division series, Vio sets a Texas League postseason record with 8 runs batted in a Game 1 win over heavily favored San Antonio. The Rockhounds would go on to defeat the Missions, advancing to their fourth straight title series. Game 5 of the championship versus Tulsa. Vio's first inning single drives in the game's only run as the Hounds complete a stunning turnaround to defeat the Drillers and complete the four-peat. In the 2017 postseason, the Rockhounds had 36 RBIs. Vio had 16 of them. He didn't play in the big leagues, but Vio was a fan favorite and holds a unique place in the franchise's history. And, all things considered, his walk-off grand slam stands as one of the most significant swings in the Texas League's 136 years. Well, one of those memories that was back a little ways. We said 2016, and we've said it many times, 15 and 16. Boy, the Hooks and the Hounds, just tremendous teams. Clearly the two best teams in the league in both of those 2 years. Daniel Susak takes down and away for ball one. One ball, no strikes. By the way, I know the Hounds are playing the Hooks right now. We're doing our retrospective in rotation. It wasn't intentional to, you know, bring that up. I know it's not a pleasant memory for the Hooks. Pitch up high for a ball, 2-0. Those playoff series were really terrific. 2015 and 16, these teams. They also met back in 06. Pitcher called strike, and it's 2-1 to Daniel Susak. Brennan Malone and Junior Perez to follow. 2006, Hooks won the Texas League title, defeated the Rockhounds in the division series, swinging a foul back, two balls and two strikes. Hunter Pence was on that team. Loved watching him play. Chris went on to a terrific big league career as well, as a lot of double-A guys. Now one out of every three will make the major league. Just swing and a miss. Boy, Daniel chased that one off the plate. So two strikeouts for Daniel Susak in this ball game. Strikeout number 3 for Jose Flaherty, I beg your pardon. So Daniel now 0 for his last 13 with 8 strikeouts. So he is struggling to the plate a little bit. Now Brendan Malone, sacrifice fly, his first time. Flaherty's delivered is up high for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Brendan's RBI, his 8th. Flaherty's pitch, high strike. And the count goes 1-1. Nobody on base with a man down. The third pitch drops down and away, and the count goes 2-1. 2-1. Check me, 1-2. You know that first pitch, and I said it earlier, didn't I? Daniel Blythe was sometimes a little delay on the call. It's 1-2. And a swing and a miss, and back-to-back strikeouts for the Hooks right-hander. So Brennan Malone out on strikes. Quickly two up, two down. Four whiffs for Flaherty. And the batter will be Junior Perez, a single and a steal his first time up. Junior, right-handed hitter at 200 coming into the game. A home run, six driven in against some speed, a swing and a miss. He chased one away. Count is 0-1. But Flaherty, certainly a frustrating start so far, but man, here in the third inning, he is being really sharp. A couple of strikeouts, and now a swing and a miss, and it's 0-2 to Perez, and he chased another one down and away. Glancing at the outfield, the wind is really significant. Right fielder is Jacob Melton. He is playing probably halfway between the edge of the infield and the outfield wall. Pitch down and away, it's 1-2. He's really shallow. Left fielder Quincy Hamilton a little bit deeper. The wind is something of a crosswind, but also inward. So anything hit to right field is going to get knocked down. Center field as well. Pitch swung on a foul tip. Or was it? Nope, just in and out of the glove. That'll be a strike, and he is out. So Flaherty strikes out the side here in the third inning. He has five whiffs in the game and retires the side in order, all on strikes. Well, let's get you some totals in this ball game. We'll do that just a couple of moments after 3. Rockhounds 4 and Corpus Christi nothing.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. Anatole on Briarwood in Midland brings it all together with an ideal location combined with contemporary, well-appointed apartment homes. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought your way by ConocoPhillips.
Hounds off to a very fast start in this game. Jacob Wilson triggered it with a leadoff double on a 1-2 pitch in the bottom of the first inning. A walk and a wild pitch followed. A throwing error on a Rockhound stolen base, allowing a run to score. Colby Thomas had an RBI single. Brennan Malone drove in a run with a sacrifice fly. And the Hounds led 3-0. Single and a steal for Denzel Clark, leading off the second. Scores from second base on a wild pitch to make it 4-0. By the way, game has not yet resumed. Eric Fast is the Rockhounds athletic trainer. He's been talking with the umpiring crew. And not 100%, obviously not 100% sure what we're doing. Both managers are being informed of something now. Vincent Blue is the acting manager for the Hooks. And one of our umpires jogging down toward the entrance to the clubhouse. Paul Abbott, Rockhounds pitching coach, come out and talk to Roybers Salinas here. What we might be seeing is a change with one of the base umpires taking over behind home plate. If that's the case, he would have to get of course, the different equipment. Conversation began right between innings, and now Gregorio Petit going out and talking to our home plate umpire. And again, athletic trainer Eric Bass was talking to all three guys who were basically just standing and talking between innings. And I believe, let's see, will Daniel Blythway. Let's see what we've got. The Rockhounds coming off the diamond. So, well, this is interesting. Don't know. Haven't seen this before. Is it going to come off the diamond? Don't know if this might be. If indeed if it's an umpire position change, guys might come off the diamond rather than just stand on the field while the umpire, if indeed somebody else, one of the other guys, is going to take over behind home plate. So we have a little bit of a delay. We'll see how long that will go. Again, the ball game, a 4-0 game for the Rockhounds through three. Totals for the Hooks, no runs on a base hit, one error on Corpus. It was costly, and two men are left on base. For the Rockhounds, four runs on six base hits, no errors, and two men are left. So just glancing. I don't know the guys. I've met all the guys on this crew. One of them went into the Rockhounds dugout on the first base side, talking with Gregorio Petit, Hounds manager, and Daryl Kennedy, the assistant hitting coach. So I don't know if one of the umpires will leave the game or. It was an awkward pitch right toward the end of the last inning, and I wonder if it might have brushed the home plate umpire, hit him perhaps. That's only a guess, of course, and guessing isn't the best thing to do, but. Let's see, so there's at least one umpire still here. We know that. And if the other two guys both went to the clubhouse, and that would indicate that obviously one of them may be getting the home plate gear on and the other may be getting out of that gear. So that would be the guess anyway. The computer will cooperate here. We'll grab a score or two from around the Texas lead. Amarillo was at Frisco, and the Rough Riders, well, they jumped out on top early in that game. Ball game at Riders Field in the Metroplex. Frisco 11 and Amarillo 4. Ball game in the middle of the fourth. Frisco 9-8, a couple of games behind the Hounds. Northwest Arkansas and Tulsa all tied up, top of the fifth inning. That game is at One Oak Field in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's a 2-2 tie. Wichita scored three in the second inning. And they have yet to give up a base hit at San Antonio. The wind surge 3. And the San Antonio Mission's nothing. And Springfield, well, they have a delay. I thought I saw that earlier. Springfield is leading Arkansas 4-2 in Springfield, Missouri, but they are delayed by rain in the fourth inning, so that game would not be official. Springfield off to that spectacular start. Cardinals are 14-3. Check the big league board. How about those Oakland A's? My goodness, they lead the Yankees 3-1. It's the end of a four-game series for Oakland at Yankee Stadium. Drop in one of our Astound Broadband Road to the Shows for you here. And boy, baseball can be so cruel. Zach Geloff on Monday did a two-run home run to beat the Yankees. In the top of the ninth inning, broke a scoreless tie with a two-run home run. The A's won the game 2-0. Zach today placed on the injured list, the 10-day injured list at the big league level, and it apparently is an oblique strain. And boy, those, man, just a little scary. Sometimes it doesn't take long, and sometimes, boy, that can really linger. Sure hope that's not the case for Zach. Boy, one of the really bright young players, not only for the A's, but really, I think, one of the really bright young players in all of baseball. And so he is sidelined, is Zach Geloff. Also saw Max Muncy, former Rockhound from a year ago. He was just placed on the IL at the AAA level. So a couple of former Hounds are sidelined, at least for now. But the A's are leading the Yankees 3-1. They're in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Boy, that is a It's kind of a scrappy team. It really is. Don't know how many games they're going to win, but they do not go gentle into that good night. Kind of cool. Max Schumann is up with club. He's struggling at the plate. He's hitting only 0.77, but has his first big league home run. Thought that was really, really cool. Again, one of the really good guys. So the A's lead the Yankees late at Yankee Stadium by a 3-1 count. Cleveland Guardians. Boy, they are playing good baseball. They are 18-7. Cleveland beating the Red Sox 6-4. Game at Cleveland. Brewers and the Pirates in Pittsburgh and Milwaukee. It's a victory. They're off to a good start. Brewers are 16-8. They beat the Pirates today 7-5. They won that ball game later. Aroldis Chapman took the loss. The Brewers scored the last three runs of that game. Erased a 5-4 deficit with two in the eighth and one in the ninth to win it. Philadelphia at Cincinnati, and the Phillies get a good one from Zach Wheeler, a three-hit victory. Philadelphia 5 and the Reds nothing in Cincinnati. We will talk about them later in trivia. They aren't the trivia answer, but we will talk about them. The White Sox and the Twins. Minnesota 6 and Chicago 3. Oh my goodness, what a year it has already been for the White Sox. They are now 3-22. I mean, you say it, and it sounds wrong, even though that is their record. They are 3-22. Ouch. Twins with a win are 11-13. It'll be a long year on that side of Chicago, isn't it? Royals beat the Blue Jays. They battled weather throughout that entire game. They had a really long delay in Kansas City, but the Royals, 16-10, surprising a lot of people. They beat the Blue Jays in a 5-inning rain-shortened game, Kansas City 2. And Toronto won. Astros, boy, it has been a struggle. They are 7-19, falling today at Chicago. Cubs 3, Astros 1. The Mariners beat the Rangers 4-3 in Arlington. You know, the American League West, which is considered to be a very strong division overall. Of course, kind of depends on how the Mariners and Angels kind of factor into that. But Mariners are 13-12. They lead the division. Rangers are 13-13, one of the defending World Series champions. 4-3, Mariners edge the Rangers today in Arlington. Padres and the Rockies. Boy, that was a wild game. Colorado came back to win. They trailed the game 9-4 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Colorado scored six times in the bottom of the eighth. And a struggle for the Rockies, and that's probably not going to change much, but they get a win in come-from-behind fashion. Delighted the crowd today. 10-9, the final. Rockies over the Padres. San Diego's got a boy, kind of a gray area team, aren't they? 14-14. And the Dodgers edge the Nationals today. 2-1 is the final in that game. Dodgers 16-11. And go back to the Astros for just a moment. I would not claim to be a fan, necessarily, but, man, your piece of your heart just goes out to Joe Espada, who is the new manager of the Astros. Joe played here in 1999 as part of a terrific Rockhounds team, really good hitter, and he has been coaching and been basically one of those kind of an heir apparent type for a long while, coached with the Yankees, among others, and, of course, now with the Astros for a long while. And he replaces Dusty Baker, and when you take the spot of a future guaranteed bona fide Hall of Famer, a guy so well respected around the game, and with expectations, of course, sky high, as well I think they should be. But for Joe, you take over the ball club, and basically they've lost an entire rotation, though they finally got Justin Verlander back. But man, I mean, they've lost more good pitching than a lot of teams have. And they are really struggling, and today struggled at the bat. They're 7-19 are the Astros after falling to the Cubs today, 3-1. Joe Espada was part of the 1999 Rockhounds. That was the first year of the affiliation, and we have talked about it in one of our retrospectives, but Adam Pyatt, who won the Texas League Triple Crown that year, it's really a remarkable accomplishment. I don't know that we will ever see it again with the way things are now in terms of minor league baseball. Adam Pyatt, I'm going to do top-of-the-head numbers here for you, hit 345, He had 39 home runs and 135 runs batted in. I should have that handy, and I don't. But just a monster here. But there is no way, I don't think anymore, that Adam would have been here the entire year. But he was until the last week. In fact, the A's back in 99, so it's a long time ago. It's 25 years ago. And they actually kept Adam with the Rockhounds until the Hounds were eliminated from the second-half pennant race, which came in the last week of the season. So a guy who won a Triple Crown was here the entire year. Clint Robinson won one to the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. That's only the third time ever it's happened. But again, you'd have to qualify for the batting title, of course, in order to win the Triple Crown. And if you are having that type of a season anymore, I would think the odds would be pretty thin, pretty slim, that you would stay the entire year. But in that 1999 season, Adam was just remarkable. He hit under 300 only 1 month, and that was July, and July was absolutely brutal. There were all-star games at the time. We're going to get baseball going again here shortly. Umpire, see if both guys come back or just one. I think it's just going to be a two-man crew the rest of the game. So I believe it was Daniel Blithway then who comes out of the game. Sure hope that's temporary only to Daniel. To Roy Brasillinas now will begin to warm again. But in that 99 season, there was a Texas League All-Star game. There was a Double-A All-Star game. And Adam, of course, was in both of them. And so he got no break. The All-Star game, Gore City All-Star break, the guys not in the game actually got a day or so off. Adam didn't. And the Rockhounds in that month of July spent almost half of it, 12 games, in Jackson, Mississippi and Shreveport, Louisiana. And, I mean, those were tough stops, weather-wise and everything else. I think he hit 295 in the month of July and was well over 300 every other month, hit 345. Remarkable. And Joe Espada, the reason I got into that whole thing is we're almost setting out to get going again. Joe Espada, Adam Pyatt, and Jeff DeVannon were the top three hitters in the Texas League. And Adam basically clinched the Triple Crown by just a few points over Jeff DeVannon, and Joe Espada was third. It was pretty close on the batting title to complete the Triple Crown, but Adam got it, and the Hounds swept the top three spots in the batting race in the Texas League in 99, including the guy now leading the Astros, Joe Espada. Ball game has the Hounds on top 4-0. Roy Brasillinas warming up again, so he will face Jacob Melton, Jordan Brewer, and Quincy Hamilton. And again, good thoughts and wishes with Daniel Blithway, who I'm sure it was Daniel who came out of the game. That is temporary only. Rockhounds have 4 runs on 6 base hits, no errors, 4-6-0 for the Hounds. Corpus Christi, no runs on a base hit and 1 error. A couple of men left on base for the Hooks and 2 men left on base for the Hounds. So here is Jacob Melton, strikeout victim his first time against Roybert. That wind is stronger now than it was when the game began. It is really blowing. First pitch by Salinas, bends over the heart of the plate for a called strike. It's 0-1. Jacob Melton, 4-for-20 in the season series with the Hounds. Pitch up high for a ball, 1-1. Jordan Brewer and Quincy Hamilton to follow in the fourth inning. 4-0 Rockhounds as we resume play. 1-1 pitch, drops down low for a ball, 2-1. Well, before the change was made and before the delay, there was a lengthy conversation. There wasn't anything obvious at all. Pitch down and in for a ball, and the count goes 3-1 to the Astros prospect. Left-handed hitter is Jacob. But obviously something amiss, the change now made. 3-1 pitch, and that's down low for ball 4. So, Weber with a walk. And, of course, that's tough for a starting pitcher. That was a lengthy delay. And he does walk Melton here to open the fourth inning. Jordan Brewer, the batter, he struck out his first time up as well. I've had right-handed here out of St. Joseph, Michigan, and a University of Michigan product. Pitch from Royber way up high. Got off the glove of Susak, and down to second goes Melton. We'll see how that'll be scored. And we get the call. It'll be a wild pitch. And it was up high, so runner in scoring position and a 1-0 count. Royber struggling a little bit to find the zone after the lengthy delay in this game. Field has drifted all the way into shadows now with that wind, as you can hear from time to time, still West Texas strong. It's blowing. Here's the 1-0. And an away ball, too. Two balls, no strikes. Melton takes the walking lead off second. Jake, good speed. He has five steals. Pitch from Salinas down and away, ball three. So he is really struggling now to find the zone. He walked Melton on five pitches, and he's now 3-0 to Jordan Brewer. Quincy Hamilton, Chad Stevens, the next two for the hooks. Boy, outfield is shallow with that wind. Foul pole to foul pole, and a little bit inward pitch outside, ball four. So back-to-back walks here for Royber Salinas to start the fourth inning. And kind of figured, yep, Paul Abbott, Mark Hounds pitching coach, come out here for a visit. Since the delay, a couple of bases on balls, and the hooks now have the potential tying run on deck in this game. Quincy Hamilton will be the batter. Salinas struck out three consecutive hitters to end the first and begin the second. Melton, Brewer, and Hamilton, but he's walked Melton and Brewer here to start the fourth inning. So Paul Abbott finishes the conversation with the customary pat on the back, or backside, as the case may be. And back to it, Quincy Hamilton now will stand in. Quincy, left-handed hitter, he's 5'10", 220. Went to Wright State University. Little connection there. Royber Salinas traded from Atlanta to the A's in exchange for Sean Murphy. And he is a product of Wright State. Outstanding catcher and all-star from a year ago, swinging a well-hit ball right field. Going back is Denzel. He will make the catch. Boy, he got all turned around on that. Both runners going to try to move up, and they will. Boy, on a calm evening, that ball is in the right field bullpen. That was a well-hit ball by Quincy Hamilton. That is right into 25 miles an hour or so of wind. Had some top spin on it. Denzel got a little bit turned around, but he made the catch. Both runners move up. Now Chad Stevens, the batter. So it's Melton at third base. And Jordan Brewer advances to second. Chad Stevens fouled out to Denzel Clark and right his first time. Takes inside for a ball, 1-0. Now that was one well-hit ball by Quincy Hamilton. Does move the runners up. Stretching pitch by Salinas, down and away. Good backhand stop by Daniel Susak. Two balls and no strikes. Jacob Melton is at third. Jordan Brewer is at second. He can run a little bit. He has five steals, has not been caught on the year. So a base hit here could chop the deficit in half, or perhaps even more so. Two balls, no strikes. Salinas with a pitch, and that's inside. That's ball three. Well, two bases on balls, a sharply hit line drive, and now a 3-0 count. Chad Stevens, tall right-handed hitter, waits, takes up and in. Ball four, so it has been a struggle since the delay for Royber Salinas. Bases are loaded, and the batter is C.J. Stubbs. Well, Hounds will get some stirring in the bullpen. Nobody yet throwing, but looks like somebody will very shortly. Well, a delay in the game, of course, it's really unusual to have that long a delay. And Royber has really struggled here in this inning after it. So here is C.J. Stubbs. He's the tying run at the plate. Takes a pitch over the heart of the plate for a called strike. The fastball, a little movement on it, 0-1. C.J. Stubbs, a strikeout victim, his first time up. Hooks catcher. Where the outfield is again, playing very shallow against him, and that's Ma Nature. Pitch into the dirt, blocked by Daniel Susak. One ball, one strike, nice block by Daniel with the bases loaded. So the hook's trying to get something going here. Bases full on three bases on balls. One man down, 4-0 Rockhounds, but hooks are threatening. Stubbs waits. Set pitch by Salinas. That is sliced foul out of play to the screen on the first base side. Count goes 1-2. Orlando Espinosa, who ripped a line drive single his first time, is on deck. C.J. Stubbs straight away in the right-hand box. Salinas set. One ball, two strikes. Pitch from Roiber in the dirt and again blocked by Susak. Two balls and two strikes to count. Hounds defensively again. The outfield very shallow. Denzel Clark is around toward the line as well, a little bit shading that way. First baseman Brennan Malone is to the edge of the grass at first. Here's the stretch and pitch, and that bounces up there, and Susak picks it. Well, it's 3-2 now. Bases loaded. Boy, that was tough. That ball bounced well in front of the plate and kicked up right about mask high, and Daniel kind of had to backhand it right in front of the mask. Full count, 3-2. One man down with the bases full. Pitching away from Salinas, way inside ball four, and he is walked home a run here in the fourth inning. So the hook's on the board. RBI for C.J. Stubbs on the bases loaded walk. And it is that time right now where the pitcher's mound is a very lonely spot for Roiber Salinas. Rockhounds will get activity to bullpen, and that is a lefty, so that's got to be David Leal. One of two left-handers. The other is Austin Briggs, who's usually a late-game guy. Backup pitch called strike to Rolando Espinosa, who singled sharply to left field his first time up. 4-1 the score. Tying runs on base. Go-ahead run of the plate for the hooks. Salinas set. Pitch way high in him for a ball. 1-1. Spaced five batters. He walked two, gave up the sharp line drive that was caught, now walked two more. Bases full, one man down, one run in. Salinas with a stretch, pitch, swung on and missed. Breaking ball down and away, 1-2. C.J. Stubbs, the leadoff first base, Chad Stevens off second. Jordan Brewer off third. Pitch, check, swing. Boy, did he go. I guess he did. Espinosa thought that should have been on appeal only. A little check, swing, strikeout. And boy, Roiber gets a big strikeout there. Two men down in the inning. That is his fifth strikeout of the ballgame. So it's bases loaded for Jeremy Orocho. And in a struggle of an inning here for Salinas, obviously significant batter here, bases full. Pitch to Orocho, way high, ball one. Orocho flew out to center field his first time up. Switch hitter batting from the left side. Pitch by Salinas, splits the plate, high strike. Count goes 1-1. Stadium lights on, starting to take a little bit of effect. On a windy night. One ball, one strike. Salinas with pitch, ground ball, first base, two hops. Brandon Malone is there. He'll take it to the bag himself. Well, for Roiber, he really struggled with command in the inning. He walked four batters and ends up giving up only one run. So to the bottom of the fourth we go. Now that we're playing baseball again, Rockhounds 4, Corpus Christi 1.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Okay, class. So we all know that E equals MC squared. But what about F and G? What are they squared? Huh?
This is Advanced English Lit. What happened to Miss Eileen?
Okay, so I'm not a teacher. I'm an Optimum Tech. When it comes to connectivity, we're experts. If millions of communities rely on us for internet and mobile, you can too. Optimum. Where local is big time. Visit Optimum.com today.
Imagine, you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
Last of the fourth inning, Rockhounds 4, Corpus Christi 1. Play one run on no hits, no errors, and three men left on base. Baseball can be goofy. Our Hilliard Office Solutions trivia. The trivia just got absolutely blown right across the room. I'm not sure I know where it is now. We'll try to do it off the top of my head. We go to the bottom half of inning number four. Jack Winkler takes a call on strike. It is 0-1. Thought I had everything anchored down. Apparently not. Bottom third of the order in the bottom of the fourth inning. Pitch swung on. Popped in the air. Left side. Chad Stevens giving a look. Shortstop Sacco giving a look. It's Tommy near the line. And that ball, and it'll drop in foul ground. Welcome to West Texas. High pop fly left side. That was very nearly a double. That ball dropped. Well, I don't know if we'll get a second look at it. It looked like about a foot off the line. Now, nobody caught it, but that's just a foul ball. You can't, with all the breeze that's blowing out there. Again, you got 6 ounces of baseball and 25 miles an hour at least of wind. Mon Nature's going to win that. Chad Stevens is giving a look. Tommy Sacco went over and looked like he was going to make the catch, and the ball just moved, and you could see him react, but it dropped just foul. So that's really kind of, I guess it's a toss-up because it's not an out, as it might have been, but it's also not a double, as it might have been, had the ball dropped there. 0-2 to Winkler. Pitch to Jack. Swing and a miss. Jack Winkler all of a sudden is struggling at the plate. He's 0-for-2 in this game, both on strikeouts. That's four in a row now for Flaherty. And that will bring up Denzel Clark. Well, the guy we're going to talk about, our Hilliard Office Solutions trivia, really talented player, great baseball player, pitched down and in for a ball, 1-0 to Denzel, singled, stole second, and scored on a wild pitch from second base. And man, that was a thing of beauty to behold if you're a Rockhounds fan anyway. Pitch to the corner called strike, and it's 1-1. Maury Wills was a member of the Dodgers, played for 14 years overall, and at his prime, he was a sensational base dealer, really good defender. National League MVP in 62, pitch, high strike, 1-2. I learned today in researching him a little bit that he was also a rather accomplished musician. He was a banjo and guitar and ukulele player and a very good one and a very good vocalist. Maury Wills, if you go back that far. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss and a gorgeous changeup. Flaherty had him way out in front of that. He's five in a row. And we said Flaherty a year ago, high strikeout totals at single A. And he has now struck out seven in this game, the last five in a row. That's going to be it for him. Well, that's got to be frustrating. But that's just the pitch count. So, yep, going to go to the bullpen. Well, we're talking, of course, about in this case with Maury Wills, the 60s primarily, I guess, around, let's see, 50s, 60s, 70s, maybe early 70s. Remember some great Dodger teams in the 60s. Can you imagine, say, Sandy Koufax, Don Drysdale, anybody like that, striking out five batters in a row in the third and fourth inning and coming out of the game? Nope, but that's, again, that was yesterday, and it's an old song went, yesterday is gone. So the Hooks will go to the bullpen. Nobody on and two men down. Flaherty really, he rebounded really well. Tough start to this game for him. He gives up four runs on six base hits. Retires the last five batters he faced, all by strikeout. He walked one. Threw a couple of wild pitches, and they were certainly costly. Struck out seven. And Brian DePaula, tall left-hander, will come on to pitch. Well, Maury Wills did a lot of things really well. Tremendous player, great base dealer. For a long time had the all-time single-season record. But one thing that he was not particularly good at was managing. He managed the Seattle Mariners. And it was on this date, and see if I have the year, I finally found the trivia blew around the press box enough or the radio booth that it actually came back toward me. 1981, he's managing the Mariners, and the Mariners are playing the A's, who were managed at that time by Billy Martin, a legendary manager and baseball guy. And while he was certainly quite a character, he's also a very bright baseball guy, was Billy Martin. And Maury Wills tried to get away with something that was pretty remarkable. Here's Caden Trinkle. Picks up high from DePaula for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Left-hander out of the bullpen, making his fifth appearance. Been very good at 2.25 ERA. Delivers up and in for a ball. The count goes two balls and no strikes. Brian DePaula in four innings has given up one run on one base hit. Walks have hurt him a little bit. Five walks against eight strikeouts. Trinkle waits, takes a fastball strike right down the middle. The count goes two and one. Nobody on, two out, fourth inning. Pitch from DePaula, that'll just miss the inside corner. He thought he had a strike, and boy, he did not miss by much. Three balls, one strike. And we'll see how this at bat or plate appearance goes. We'll tell you what Maury Wills tried to get away with on this date. He had some gaps, if you will, as a manager. Ground ball out towards shortstop. That's handled by Sacco. Sets up and throws. Good, strong throw. Trinkle hustles. He's out by about a step or so. So another 1-2-3 inning. Last six in a row, retired. Five by strikeout. And we will go to the top half of inning number five. So the Hooks get on the board in the top of the fourth inning and set the Rockhounds down in order in the last half of the inning. To the top half of the fifth, it's Rockhounds four and the Corpus Christi Hooks one.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today, or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds.
Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is the coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. And on Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
In the fifth inning, both teams will go to the top of the batting order. So, the fifth, and we go to the top of the order for each ball club. For the Cooks, that'll be Tommy Sacco Jr., Kennedy Corona, and Jacob Melton to follow in a 4-1 game. Well, on this date in 1981, Maury Wills was facing an A's team that had a very good pitching staff. Billy Martin managed. Of course, he drove them into the ground, a lot of people think, swinging a foul straight back. And Maury Wills went to his groundskeeper at the Kingdome in Seattle. Horrendous building, and that is my hometown is Seattle. I can make fun of the Kingdome and have. Backdoor pitch, just a bit high and away. One ball, one strike. Tommy Sacco in the game has bounced out to second and bounced into a fielder's choice. He is 0-2. Reaper Salinas trying to regain his form here in the fifth inning. Activity continuing behind him in the bullpen. A swing and a miss and a breaking pitch down and in. One and two. Well, Maury Wills went to his groundskeeper and had the groundskeeper extend the size of the batter's box so that it extended a foot closer to the pitcher's mound. Now, I read two pieces on this. I remember it a little bit. Still in Seattle at the time. Here's an off-speed pitch. Got him looking. Called third strike. Boy, you just have to figure Tommy Sacco looking for a fastball. Got an off-speed pitch. Absolutely froze him. And he strike out number six for Roybury. Walked four batters all in the fourth inning. Here's Kennedy Corona. Hit by a pitch and flew out to deep center field. Back up pitch. That'll get there. Called strike. One story I read said that Maury Wills is trying to get his pitchers an advantage, but another, and it makes more sense, trying to get his hitters an advantage so they could move up even further in the box. There's a pitch on the inside edge called strike two. I'm not sure Kennedy Corona agreed with that 0-2. Now, it's interesting. I've thought about this often. Would the average fan, or would you, or would I notice? I think you would, if the batter's box all of a sudden is bigger than it's supposed to be. The 0-2, oh, call third strike. Boy, Kennedy won't like that one at all. That just got there, but he'll just turn and walk away. Well, Roiber Salinas, whatever he was thinking between innings, it's working. He walked four in the fourth inning. He struck out back-to-back hitters here to begin the fifth. Well, whether the average fan would have noticed, the thing about it is Oakland was managed by Billy Martin, and he did notice. Here's Jacob Melton. Takes a good breaking pitch called strike 0-1. So Billy went out to home plate umpire. It was Bill Kunkel. Here's a swing and a foul ball on the count quickly. 0-2. So, boy, Roiber Salinas, what a difference an inning makes. Had a strikeout and a bounce out to get out of the jam in the fourth inning. He walked the bases loaded and then a bases loaded walk forcing home a run. Trying to get through the fifth here with David Leal warming behind him. The 0-2 stretch, pitched by Salinas, ground ball toward the left side, going to be handled nicely by Winkler on the run, throws in. Did he get him? Yep, by a quarter step. Boy, Melton really hustled down the line. Again, they had him shaded up the middle, so that ball was really hit to shortstop, but it was Jack Winkler, the third baseman, who made the play, and a good one indeed. So Roiber bounces back with a 1-2-3 inning, and we are midway through this ball game. Again, a little bit of a delay due to an injury to one of our umpiring crew. But after 4.5, the Rockhounds on top, 4-1.
Love really good produce? So do we. At HEB, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your HEB, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. HEB. Here, fresh produce tastes better.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit Acacia Park, where you'll find the best value and a wonderful home waiting for you. In Midland, visit Northridge Court, where you'll find the best selection of floor plans to suit your needs at an affordable price. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at Widener.com.
Ovintiv is proud to support Midland and the Rockhounds. As a leading North American energy company, we produce oil and natural gas safely and responsibly. A challenge we've embraced for over 100 years. Ovintiv proudly supports the communities where we live and operate, creating a sustainable future to keep equipment rolling, people working, and families fed. Our products fuel the world. We make modern life possible.
In the bottom of the fifth, top of the order for the Hounds, and that's Jacob Wilson, who looks at a delivery from Brian DePaula, the left-hander up and away for ball one, 1-0. Jacob, 2-for-2, doubled on a 1-2 pitch to start the game, single on the first pitch, swing in the second. Swings here and pops it about a mile and a half in the air. In the breeze, this is going to get interesting. Breeze blowing and a good I know it sounds ridiculous to say on a pop-up to the infield, that's a good play by Jeremy Orocho, the second baseman. There's just nothing easy about a pop-up in 25, at least 25 miles an hour. That's what we have going here this evening. One away, Jacob, though, 2 for 3. Boy, he has just been something to watch. Here's Cooper Bowman, 0-for-1 with a walk and a run scored, takes down an infield ball. Colby Thomas will follow here in the Rockhounds' fifth inning. First three guys up in this game, Wilson, Bowman, and Thomas, all scored. Pitch high and away for a ball. It's 2-0. Hounds added a run in the second inning, but basically that outburst in the first is the difference. 4-1, Hounds lead in the bottom half of the fifth. Cooper, right-handed hitter, waits, takes a backdoor breaking pitch that sails wide to count 3-0. Not a guy you want to put on base, that's for sure. DePaula is a left-hander. In case Cooper gets on, and he is on. Fastball up and away for ball four. So one man on with nobody down here in the fifth. So we'll see if Bowman is running. And the Hounds have 4 stolen bases in this game. 2 by Colby Thomas, who has 5 in the last game and a half. Junior Perez and Denzel Clark have also stolen bases in the game. Cooper will get that base running mitt. So many of the guys now are using. First pitch to Colby. Good fastball right at the knees. Called strike. 92 and down in the zone. And Billy Martin trying to extend the batter's box at the King Dome. I mean, I'm just kind of wondering, at one point did he said to himself, yeah, that's a good idea. Runner does go. Pitches on down and in the dirt. And a stolen base for Cooper. The burglar running again. He got a good jump. Pitch was down in the dirt. It was blocked by C.J. Stubbs, but that is a steal. The Hounds have 5 stolen bases in this game. They had 5 last night. By the way, the Hartford Yard Goats are now the stealingest bunch. They stole 6 bases last night. Swing and a bouncer foul, 1-2. Well, whenever Maury Wills decided that it would be a really good idea to have the groundskeeper extend the batter's box out by a foot toward the pitcher's mound, Billy Martin saw it, went to the umpire, Bill Kunkel. Don't know what they did with the batter's box that night. That would have been interesting. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and that ball hit high in the air to left center field. And just going to knock it down. Boy, did it ever. That ball was well hit, and it fell way short of the track. That's the first one we've really seen hit to left field high and pretty deep, and well, I don't know, on a calm night that might have gotten out of here, but it is not a calm night. Well, I mean, not at all. So two men down, runner in scoring position, and here's Daniel Susak, 0-for-2, a couple of strikeouts. By the way, for doing that, Maury Wills got suspended for 2 games and something like a $500 fine. Seems like he got off pretty easy, don't you think? Pitch swing, and this boy, Daniel, chased one down at the shoe tops. He has been off balance against Corpus pitching in this game. Maury Wills, 2 other things that he did as manager. And again, tremendous baseball player. I had no idea he was a good musician. I like that a lot. But as a manager, it just wasn't not his strong suit. Let's put it that way. Here's the 0-1. Up away, boy, back to the screen. Wild pitch. Runner to third base. Count 1-1. That ball actually hit the concrete abutment, the padded abutment at the base of the screen, and caromed pretty quickly back out to C.J. Stubbs, but Cooper Bowman getting to third easily. So runner to third, 2 down. 1-1 count to Daniel Susak, right-handed hitting catcher. Pitch by DePaula. At the back door, called strike. Maury was talking about a player he was really high on. It was in spring training, and really thought he could do a lot of good things for the Mariners in the season that lay ahead. And that was really cool. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and that's fouled away. And Maury went on about this particular player at some length at a press conference during spring training for the Mariners. And I'm sure a lot of people got really excited. The only problem about it was the player had been traded a week earlier. That's a rough press conference. Pitch drops down low for a ball. And this is my personal favorite. Again, just having fun. It's baseball. Maury Wills was managing Seattle and his pitcher was struggling and it's time for a change. So he makes that walk from the dugout out to yank the starter. Points to the bullpen. Backdoor pitch high and away for a ball. 3-2. And the only issue, made the walk from the dugout to the mound just fine and looks toward the bullpen and realized he didn't have anybody warming up. So, he owed somebody a cheeseburger. Here's the 3-2, chopped out towards shortstop, charging his Sacco, double clutch, but he still made the play in time. Good play by Tommy Sacco Jr., so the walk and the steal by Cooper Bowman doing no damage. No runs or hits, no errors, and a man left on base. And we'll give you some totals coming up. Give you one other number, too, on Maury Wills when he came back. He was a tremendous player. Now that we've had some fun with his managerial stuff, we'll do the other stuff as well. Hounds will go to the bullpen. David Leal is on the pitch. We go to the sixth. Hounds 4, Hooks 1.
To-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog, because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is delivered by ConocoPhillips.
We go to the top half of the sixth inning. Lions score in this ball game of the Hounds leading at 4-1. Corpus Christi has one run, one hit, one error, and five men left on base. 1-1-1 for the Hooks with five left on. And for the Rockhounds, four runs on six hits. All of that in the first two innings of this game. No errors and three men left on base. For Roymer Salinas, there are any amount of elements in a given game. And he was certainly very sharp through the first three innings. Before the fourth, we had the lengthy delay due to an injury to our home plate umpire, Daniel Blythwaite. And the delay was a lengthy one. Rockhounds came off the diamond and sat the dugout, and it took a while. I don't know if we got the actual time on the delay, but it was lengthy. And when Roiber came back in the fourth inning, he really struggled with command. He walked four batters, including one with the bases loaded. But he goes five innings, gives up one hit, one run. It was an earned run. He did walk four, and again, all of them in the fourth inning. Struck out seven, one wild pitch, and one hit batsman. So David Leal, the left-hander, will come on to throw. And again, Roiber Salinas throws hard, and David, of course, throws mid-80s at the most. And he'll face Jordan Brewer to lead it off. We go to the top of the sixth inning. Pitch right down the middle. Down gives you that sidearm look a little more than he has in the past. 0-1 count to Brewer, who has struck out and walked in two trips. Quincy Hamilton and Chad Stevens to follow. Leal's pitch, breaking ball, fouled. Boy, got to hit himself. Fouled that ball off, and I think that got Jordan on the body. Big breaking pitch from David. So Brewer out, now we'll step back in. No balls, two strikes. Third game of a six-game set. Clubs play tomorrow and Saturday at 7, Sunday afternoon at 1. 0-2 pitch, pop foul, straight back out of play. Count 0-2. Hounds come in 11-6 through the first 17 games. Hooks are 5-12. Really far too early to be looking too much at standings, although we always like to. Pitch down low for a ball, 1-2. Hounds lead San Antonio by one game in the early going in the South Division. Frisco a couple of games back. Wichita is leading San Antonio 7-2 at Nelson Wolf Stadium in the Alamo City. They're in the sixth inning. Frisco is way ahead in their ballgame. Chopper to first base. Brendan Malone to play. David Leal will cover. High underhand toss, but David handles it nicely. Good job by the pitcher. And one man down, the 3-1 put out. Frisco is leading Amarillo 13-4, bottom of the seventh inning. And that is in the Metroplex. Still delayed in Springfield, Missouri. Cardinals and the Arkansas Travelers. Cardinals trying to go to 15-3. David Leal bends one just off the inside edge. Lefty-lefty matchup here with Quincy Hamilton at the plate. Sky darkening now. Stadium lights taking full effect. We're in the top of the sixth inning. 4-1 Rockhounds. David Leal in out of the bullpen. The 1-0 stretch and pitch to the outside corner just wide. Try to sneak one by him. Don't know if we get a velocity on that. Yep, 83. Again, that's pretty much par for the course. Two balls and no strikes to count. Hamilton waits, waggling that bat a little bit, takes up an in-ball three. Three balls, no strikes. David Leal, 1-0 in four appearances. A 1.42 ERA. He made one start. It was unscheduled. That's when Ryan Cusick left the game. Delivers and finds the heart of the plate, 3-1 to Hamilton. That was in Northwest Arkansas a week ago tomorrow. Ryan Cusick went out to warm up, but felt something in the ribcage area and came out and did not throw a pitch in the game. Breaking pitch, and that's a called strike from David. 3-2 to Hamilton. So David got the emergency start in that one. In his three appearances, a 1.42 ERA, four hits and six in the third, three walks, four strikeouts. 3-2 stretch, pitch by the lefty, up, down, and away, and he yanked it, and he knew it, so ball four. Well, the Hooks have had now, let's see. Any base runners? Seven, does that sound about right? Seven base runners, one hit. Five walks, a hit, and a hit batsman. So, you know, it's been that kind of a night when it took me that long to count to seven. There's Brad, there's Chad Stevens, rather, takes up and in for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Brad Stevens is a basketball coach, or was. Chad Stevens is the Hooks' third baseman. That sounds more like it. One ball, no strikes to the right-handed hitter. Chad flew out to right field in the second and walked in the fourth. Leal with a stretch sidearm pitch sails high for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Well, you see the wind just bristling his jersey. It is really, they're difficult conditions when the wind is this strong. Pitch, and that's called strike, and the count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. And it looks like we're going to be breezy a good portion of the time remaining in this series. Temperature still in the mid-70s. Over that breeze makes it feel a little cooler if you're just sitting. Here's a swing and a foul away, and the count goes 2-2. Baseball will be retrieved. And base runner is Quincy Hamilton. Hounds have led since the early going, but it's just a three-run ball game, and that was the exact same margin a good portion of last night's game, and the Hooks came back and had a great chance. Pitched down and away for a ball, 3-2. So back-to-back full counts here. Chad Stevens at the plate, C.J. Stubbs is on deck. When that outfield's still very shallow, it tells you how very strong that wind is tonight. Here's the 3-2 stretch and a throw to first base. Chad Stevens coming into the ballgame, inning 151. A little better than that against the Hounds. He's hitting 200 in the season series. Stretch, runner goes, and the pitch high and away. And boy, David Leal talking to himself. That's back-to-back walks again. So the tying run will come to the plate. Again, one base hit, six walks and a hit batsman in this game. Eight base runners for the Hooks and only one base hit. C.J. Stubbs drew one of the four walks in the fourth inning. That came with the bases loaded, forcing in the run. First and second, one man down. Leal's pitch, inside part of the plate, upper edge strike 0-1. and throws a lot of off-speed stuff. David has in the past thrown into the 60-mile-an-hour range. And again, tops out maybe 85. Here's a swing and a ball that is belted to left field. If it's fair, it's gone, but I think it's going to be pushed foul. Wow. Well, C.J. Stubbs is wondering, so is Vincent Blue. There are only two things in this ballpark that I have, that I'm not very fond of. I'm not a fan of the short porch bullpen, and right, never have been, never will be. And the foul poles here are short. And, boy, that ball was high in the air, and the hooks aren't necessarily arguing vehemently, but wondering. That was really close, and that was a tie ball game, but that gets out of here. From our angle, wouldn't have a chance to tell you anyway, fair or foul, but it was certainly close. The wind really pushed it. Otherwise, that's at least in the left field bullpen. Here's a swing and a line drive right side. That's a base hit, so that's going to load him up. Now, CJ doesn't get his home run, but he gets the second base hit for the hooks, and the bases again are loaded. Opposite field single, a sharp line drive to right field. Bases loaded, one man out. Bring up Rolando Espinosa. He is singled and struck out in two trips. Well, the wind was strong when this game began. I'm double-checking it here, and yet where was it? 19, but then gusting higher for sure. The Owls pitch, and that sliced foul out of play. Got it in on Espinosa, who fouled it away. Ooh, got into the seats in a hurry. That might have snuck through the screen. No balls to strike to count. Espinosa, right-handed hitter, with a bases full and one man down. Tying runs on base for the hooks in the top of the sixth inning. The outcome set, his delivery right down the chute, called strike. Pass ball at 85, and again, that's about where he tops out. No balls, two strikes. Set at the letters. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Espinosa, and he fought that one off. Fouls it into the Rockhounds dugout on the first base side. Ball got in on Rolando a little bit, and he kind of fought that off almost literally. One ball, man, no balls, two strikes, forgive me, 0-2. Hamilton at third, Stevens at second, Stubbs at first. One man down in the sixth inning. Set by the lefty. Espinosa waits, pitch, breaking ball, sent down the third baseline, but foul. Quincy Hamilton dodging out of the way. Still an 0-2 count. Stirring in the Hounds bullpen. See if anybody's throwing up right-hander up and warming. David Leal, a couple of walks here in the sixth inning. And then the base hit by Stubbs after the near miss on the would-be three-run homer. Breaking ball down and away. Count goes 1-2. Rolando Espinosa, he is the DH in this game, infielder by trade. Rolando, a Cuban native. Upright in the right hand box, points that bat pretty well straight to the sky as he waits. The 1-2 stretching pitch by Leal. Got it! With a breaking pitch, swung on a missed foul tip. And Daniel Susak hangs on. So, strikeout of Espinosa, two men down in the inning. And the batter will be Jeremy Orocho, who's up with the bases loaded in the fourth inning and bounced out to first base. Number 9 hitter, 0 for 2 in this game. Check swing off, really fooled him. That's David Leal at his best. Again, when he gets you off balance with the off speed, because he throws almost everything off speed, that was right at 70. Timeout called by Orocho. Jeremy came in hitting .289. That was the highest average among the hooks in the starting lineup today. Orocho waits, takes inside, almost hit him. One ball and one strike to count. Bases full with two men down. Set by Leal. Hands right about at the letters. Left-hander with the leg kick in the pitch, and that's way outside. That's ball two, 2-1. Bases are loaded, remember. Boy, right fielder Denzel Clark, he is shallow in right field. Likewise, Perez in center. Left fielder Caden Trinkle around toward the line a little bit deeper. Wind pushing that way a little bit. Pitch by Leal way up and in. Yanked that one, and it's 3-1. Boy, what did the man say? Oh, those bases on balls. Folks have put 7 men on base in the 4th and 6th innings combined on 6 walks and a hit. 3-1 set by Leal, 3-1 pitch, and that is ripped but foul. Left field side got out in front of it. Well, that was 86, and again, that is, I think, perhaps as hard as we have ever seen David throw. Now, perhaps harder than that, but boy, if so, rarely. So the kettle comes to a boil in the 6th inning. Bases are full. The count is full. 2 men are out. Hounds 4, Hooks 1. Corpus Christi threatening with the bases loaded. Orocho, switch hitter, batting from the right side against Leal. And David now will step away. The breeze really picking up again. Don't know where that 19-mile-an-hour measurement is. It's stronger than that here for sure. 3-2, bases in, count full, delivery by Leal, little chopper towards shortstop. Jacob Wilson have to hurry a little bit, and he got him by a half step. Good play by Wilson, pounding his helmet into the ground as Orocho either thought he beat it or thought he should have. Well, that is a really pretty play by Jacob Wilson. That ball took a little while to get to him. He made that really nice pick and throw in one motion. No runs on a hit, no errors. 3 more men left on base. We'll do our 50th anniversary. We're going to take it way back with this one. 1975. Our franchise was born in 1972 as the Midland Cubs. In 75, season number 4, manager Doc Edwards and his team put together what is still the best single-season record in franchise history. The Cubs went 81-53, edging Shreveport by just 2 games to win the West Division pennant. Sidebar, Texas League geography was creative in 1975. There were 2 teams based in Louisiana. One, Lafayette, was in the East Division. The other, Shreveport, was in the West. Go figure. There were also no half seasons then, so the Cubs met Lafayette for the league championship. That franchise is now the Tulsa Drillers, and just as Tulsa did here in 2017, the Lafayette Drillers won the first 2 games of a best-of-5 series at what was then Cubs Stadium. After a travel day, the teams are all set to go in Lafayette and are facing a new mutual adversary, Mother Nature. They spend 2 days watching rainfall before the skies clear just long enough for the teams to play the only playoff doubleheader in league history. The Cubs sweep, and that forces a decisive Game 5. The game was never played. The rains came back and would not relent. Minor league playoffs must be completed within a designated time frame, and time ran out. The Cubs and Drillers shared the 1975 Texas League title. Little did anyone know it would be 2 decades before the franchise's next appearance in the title series and 30 years before the first outright championship would be won. And with that, we go to the bottom half of the 6th inning in 2024. Brendan Malone takes a called strike just as we come back. 0-1 to the Hounds' first baseman. Ryan DiPaolo with the delivery and a bouncer foul. Fastball in on the left on the right-hander here from the left-hander, Ryan DiPaolo. Brendan Malone, Junior Perez, and Jack Winkler in the Rockhounds' 6th inning. DiPaolo, 6'3", 225 from the Dominican Republic. Fires high and away for a ball. It's 1-2. Well, Hooks have had plenty of chances now in this ball game. Mentioned 7 base runners in the 4th and 6th combined. 1 hit, 6 walks. Swinging a ground ball, got a chance. Base hit. Pass the left of the shortstop. Tommy Sacco into center field. And Brendan Malone with a hit. And Brennan has been, and I guess maybe a little more quietly, well, certainly more quietly than Jacob Wilson, but he's been noisy, and I mean that in a really, really nice way. But Brendan Malone has quietly been outstanding on this season, been really consistent. With that base hit, he's now reached base in 14 of his last 15 games. One man on, and pitch bends over the inside corner of the knees to Junior Perez, and it's 0-1. Junior, a single, a steal, and a strikeout. Hounds have been running. Five stolen bases in this game. Pitch by DePaul, way down and into the shoot tops, and stepping out of the way is Perez. One ball and one strike to count. Brennan Malone, the base runner, does have one stolen base on the season. Left-hander on the mound, so chances are probably a little less. DePaul, long set, now delivers. Way up and away for a ball. Count goes 2-1. Junior hitting an even 200. And a guy who has some power for sure and also some very good speed. A swing and a miss, really fooled on that pitch down and in. Two balls, two strikes, and a three-quarter swing. And he will ask for time at home plate. Hounds and Hooks tomorrow to be the Midland Amigos identity, the Copa identity. Flake Beers will get the baseball for the Rockhounds against Tyler Guilfoyle, who's having a strong start to the year for the Hooks. Backdoor pitch just high and away, ball 3-3-2. So now decision time for Gregorio Petit. Left-hander on the mound, a 3-2 count, nobody out. Sixth inning, Hounds leading 4-1. See if Brennan is going. He is not. The pitch is swung on and missed. So a good decision there. Is out on strikes. He is Junior Perez. That'll bring up Jack Winkler. And his eight strikeouts for Hooks pitching again. Jose Flaherty got the last five he faced on strikes before the pitch count got him. Well, you really tip your cap to Flaherty as well because he got off to a really rough start. His pitch way up and in, ball one to Jack Winkler. And not all of it his own doing. He gave up certainly some damage, but also there was an error along the way, which extended the inning a little bit, but he struggled in the first, but really rebounded well and finished very strong. Pitch down and into Winkler. Turned into that pitch a little bit, but did not go. And operating right now with a two-man umpiring crew due to an injury. Stretching the 2-0, good backdoor pitch, got there at the knees, called strike, one ball, make it two balls, one strike, 2-1. Jack Winkler 0-2, a couple of strikeouts in this game. He's kind of in the middle of two different streaks, or in a two-streak stretch, if you will, pitch down and in for a ball, 3-1. Jack in his last six games, and including tonight, one for his last 19. He was 11 for his previous 20. We always say it, baseball will keep you humble. Three balls, one strike, runner goes in. The pitch goes back to the screen. But it's just ball four. C.J. Stubbs tracks it down. So Jack Winkler draws a walk. Down to second base goes Brennan Malone. He was running. The ball went back to the screen but was retrieved. So base on balls, number two offered up by Brian DePaula. That'll bring up Denzel Clark. Denzel 1-for-2, single, a steal, and a run scored. That terrific effort, scoring on a wild pitch from second base when the ball caromed away. Swings and misses, comes up empty, 0-1. And Gregorio Petit making a pretty dramatic move with Denzel moving into the number eight spot in the order tonight. The 0-1 pitch, and that's down and in for a ball from DePaulo. One ball, one strike. Two on, one man down. Bottom of the sixth inning, Hounds 4, Hooks 1. Denzel single in the second inning, a really good swing. Just a line shot between third and short. Backdoor pitch is wide, ball 2-2-1. Struck out swinging in the fourth. Boy, that is the number, 65 at-bats and 34 strikeouts. Pitch to him, way up and away, ball three. So now DePaula in a place where you don't want to be. 3-1 to Denzel. Stands back in. And what do we have? Canadian umpire holding things up for just a moment. Now we're set. 3-1 set. Long set from DePaula. 3-1 pitch. Bounced foul. Jammed him, and Yenziel over the top. Bounced it toward the third base dugout. 3-2. Yenziel, a home run. 3 driven in on the season. That's a startling number all its own. Oh, and you know, boy, the mental side, it's got to be really tough when you're having the kind of start he has. Pitch down and in, ball 4. So he draws the base on balls. Lead off single by Malone. Strikeout to Junior Perez. Now back-to-back walks to Jack Winkler and Denzel Clark. And that's going to be it for Brian DePaula. So the hooks will go back to the bullpen, and change will be made with the bases full here in the last half of the sixth inning. The bases on balls all over the place in this game. Bases full with one man down. So DePaula will go an inning and two-thirds overall. Gives up just one base hit, no runs, but of course he's responsible for all three men on base. 3 walks and 1 strikeout. The batter will be Caden Trenkel with the bases full. And the hooks loaded the bases in the fourth and again in the sixth. The Hounds doing that here. Most of the damage in this game coming in the bottom half of the first inning. As in fact, the Hounds getting 3, and that is the margin right now in this game. Brian DePaula is the only lefty in the bullpen, so the hooks will go to a right-hander here. And as soon as the conversation's over and the folks break their conversation up on the mound, and the hooks will get Carlos Betancourt on the pitch. There we go. Need to take so long to identify you, Carlos. Right-hander will come on with the bases full here in inning number 6. Check his numbers on the season out of the Corpus Christi bullpen. The bearded right-hander warming up. He's been one of the really good guys out of the pen. He's making his fifth appearance, a 1.23 earned run average. He's given up 5 hits and 7 and a third. 4 walks, 10 strikeouts. So a 1.23 whip, and the opposition hitting well under 200 against him. It's a terrific start. Right-hander set to go, and here's Caden Trenkel. Infield in at the corners. Pitch to Caden. High foul ball left side. Well out of play. Base runners are Brendan Malone at third base. Jack Winkler is on at second. Denzel Clark is at first. All three guys can run a little bit. Jack Winkler, a very good base stealer, and Denzel Clark, excellent speed. Pitch from Betancourt, high and away. Ball 1, 1 ball and 1 strike. Jacob Wilson waiting on deck. Bottom of the sixth inning, 4-1 the score with Rockhounds on top. Stretching pitch by Betancourt, swing and a miss. Good, strong fastball right down the chute. Caden could not catch it. He's bounced to the pitcher and bounced out to short in 2 trips. Caden Trenkel looking to bust out of a little mini slump of late. The 1-2 pitch down and away for a ball. 2-2. Carlos Betancourt, who is from Venezuela. Former Phillies farmhand signed by the Astros. Pitch swung on, lifted again high and boy, starts just a little bit foul to the left, and it will end up about a mile and a half foul going left with that wind. Count stays 2-2. Caden with a big, deep breath as he stands back in. Rockhounds left fielder. Gregorio Petit talking to base runner Brendan Malone at third base. One man down, bases full, pitch to Caden. And that is down low, and the count is full, 3-2. So now the hooks are flirting with it with the bases loaded. Brendan Malone singled. Back-to-back one-out walks for Jack Winkler and Denzel Clark. 3-2 to Caden. Strinkle waits. Stirs that bat, 3-2 pitch, ball lined into right center field, and a diving attempt, and the ball get loose. Yep, ball got loose. A diving attempt, run will, holy my gosh, he did hang on. He hung on to that ball. Are you kidding me? Jacob Melton. He made that play. That'll turn into a sacrifice fly. Of course, he dove to make the catch. I thought that ball got loose. That is a tremendous running catch by Melton. Remember, too, the wind is blowing. Line drive toward right center. Terrific catch. Sacrifice fly. 5-1. But, boy, if that ball gets down, that probably clears the bases. Diving effort and a terrific play by Melton. His ground ball to third base going to be handled by Stevens. Low throw, but it's picked on a hop by Jacob Brewer. Jordan, excuse me, boy, make a play like that. Got to get his first name right. Brewer with a really nice pick. And again, that across the diamond throw by Stevens, remember, that's going into the wind as well. So Jacob Wilson swings at the first pitch he sees, bounces out to Chad Stevens at third base with a nice help from Brewer at first base. One run. One base hit, two walks, and two men left on base. And we are bound for the top half of the seventh. In this one, the Rockhounds have added one to the lead. It is now the Hounds 5 and the Corpus Christi Hooks 1.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com, the Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Make Rockhounds baseball part of your weekend. We start things off a day early with a ballpark tradition, Thirsty Thursday. Friday home games feature souvenir giveaways, and Saturday night baseball means fireworks. When the Hounds are home on a Saturday night, we'll have a fireworks show for you after the game. Gates open at 6 o'clock on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rock Hounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockHounds.org.
David Leal bends one over the upside corner for a called strike to lead off batter Tommy Sacco. Top of the order for the Hooks in the top of the seventh. Breaking pitch comes in this time to the switch hitter, batting from the right side. 1-1. Sacco 0-3. He's bounced out, bounced into a fielder's choice and struck out looking. David Leal, second inning of work. Got out of a jam in the last half inning. Swinging a bouncer on two hops to third base, handled by Jack Winkler. Sets up and throws a little high, but off the bag to make the catch. And tag is Brennan Malone. And both first basemen doing good duty there. Brewer to end the sixth inning on a really nice pick. And Brennan coming off the bag to make the play. Over the years, of course, here in West Texas, we've come to learn that when you think of wind, you don't always think about throws across the infield, but it is really strong, and that is a challenge, especially from across the diamond at third base. Kennedy Corona, the batter, he is 0-2, plus a hit by pitch. Takes down and away for a ball, 1-0. Kennedy hitting the first inning in the left shoulder. Boy, wondered for a few moments if he might leave the game, but stayed in, stole a couple of bases, in fact. Leal's pitch rolled out towards shortstop. Jacob Wilson makes that play, sets up, throws, a little high, but got him again. Well, that was really close. Kennedy is lobbying that he was safe, and it was a close play. He's not arguing, but he just held the arms out of the side as if to say he might have beaten that one, but nope. Throws will sail. Really anything left side of the infield. That's a long way, and in wind of 25 miles an hour, give or take, baseball's going to blow around a little bit. Here's Jacob Melton, 0-2 with a walk, and boy, a terrific catch. I didn't do him justice. Takes a breaking pitch for a strike. when he hit the deck in right center field, I thought the ball might have gotten away from him, but a terrific diving catch. A run did score, but he saved at least one run. Here's a line shot and one hop, second base. Cooper Bowman makes the play on a hop, throws to first for the out. Well, that ball was sharply hit by Melton Cooper, almost a self-defense catch on a hop, and throw to first base in time. So this time around, the hooks will go in order. And it is taking out to the ballgame time at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Seventh inning stretch, Rockhounds 5 and Corpus Christi 1.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Seventh inning stretch, Rockhounds 5, Corpus Christi 1. And for the Hounds in the inning, it will be Cooper Bowman, Colby Thomas, and Daniel Susak to face right-hander Carlos Betancourt. A little trivia now. This is really just goofy stuff, but it's going to lead us into the second half of a statistic. I think you will, I don't know, you get a kick out of it unless you're a fan of the team that we will mention. But let's take it way, way back. Okay, let me flip over the card here without it blowing away. 1876. The White Stockings make their big league debut. They beat the Louisville Grays at Louisville's baseball park. The White Stockings are still in existence. They have been around since 1876 in one form or another. They were later known as the Colts and the Orphans before adopting the name they now have and have for a long time. Back up pitch inside to Cooper Bowman. Bottom of the seventh inning underway. They were the White Stockings and the Colts, the Orphans, and then the name they have now. Who are they? Pitch down low, 2-0. I will give you a hint, which will transition into our scary stat portion of our non-Googleable. Two balls, no strikes. Pitch, check swing. Yep, he went. No doubt about it. 2-1 to Cooper. Cooper Bowman, 0-1. He walked and scored in the first inning. Walked and stole a base in the fifth. Bounced into a fielder's choice in inning number two. Cooper under 200. He's hitting just 188 coming in. Betancourt set, right-hander from the stretch. And bends one. Boy, where did that miss? Off speed. Not quite sure where that one. He eluded the zone. Three balls and one strike to count. Betancourt's pitch, and that ball sliced foul straight back out of play. Count full to the Hounds' second baseman. One rattles around down into the first row, and a gentleman comes up with it. Got himself a nice souvenir. Oh, he's going to look for a kiddo, isn't he? Attaway. I love it. Here's a swing and a foul ball. I'm watching the... I gave the souvenir with it to a not a little kid, but a younger person. I'm watching that while Cooper Bowman fouls a pitch away. Good sportsmanship in the stands. 3-2, Bowman waits. Pitch popped in the air left side. Shortstop Sacco the call, or it'll be Chad Stevens. It'll be Chad, and he'll make the catch. Boy, anything hit in the air. Of course, these guys have played in windy conditions, but again, West Texas, this ballpark probably maybe just a little bit more than Corpus. Again, the wind blows at Whataburger Field almost every ball game. Every once in a while to get a calm one, but it's a more consistent wind, almost always out to left field there, almost. But boy, here it's a little stronger, and it can really be a factor. Pitch down low to Colby Thomas. Colby 2-for-3. Two singles, tried to stretch the second one of those into a double, was thrown out. 2-for-3 in this ball game, and Boy, the welcome home has been a good one. Swings and sends a little number up the third base line, and wisely, Chad Stevens charges in and makes the play. Okay, they were the White Stockings when they played for the very first time, 1876. They were the Colts, and then the Orphans, which is one of my favorites. There's a meeting that probably should have lasted a half hour longer and come up with a different name, but they did. They came up with another name in 1903, and they still have it. And if I told you they are one of two teams in their respective city, well, the Cubbies played their first game ever, that franchise which evolved into the Cubs. They were the White Stockings then. Pitch inside for a ball and count 2-1 to Colby. Yep, Chicago White Stockings, then the Colts and Orphans. And in 1903, 121 years ago, they adopted the name Cubs. It seems to have worked very well. Here's the 2-1. Swung on and ripped, and a catch by Chad Stevens. Boy, reached across the body and backhanded that laser off the bat of Colby Thomas. That's why they call it the hot corner, so he handles a little gentle pop-up in the breeze and then a line drive that even Mother Nature couldn't have caught up with that. Good play by Stevens at third base. And here's Daniel Susak, 0 for 3 in this ballgame, and he has struggled of late. He's 0 for his last 14. High strikeout total. Pitch, fastball, called strike. Well, the team that now is called the White Sox, also in Chicago, they are struggling. This is terrifying. You did the math yesterday and did it wrong. Swing and foul back. Glad they didn't do the trivia yesterday. They lost today, lost to the Twins. At their present pace, how many games will the White Sox win this year, and how many times will they be shut out? At their current pace, bouncing ball back to the mound, and the easy flip by Betancourt, and Daniel Susak is out. Well, if you want to try to do the math, I'll let you do that. We'll take the quick timeout here. Totals and trivia coming up after 7. Is the Rockhounds 5 and Corpus Christi Hooks 1 for Momentum Bank Ballpark.
Fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This game summary is brought to you by ConocoPhillips, presenting sponsor of Rockhounds Baseball.
Right-hander Shohei Tomioka will come on to pitch in the eighth inning. A couple of innings for David Leal. The first of them got very, very interesting. Loaded the bases, but came back and got out of it with no damage done. So David goes two innings. He gives up one base hit, which I forgot to jot down on the card. No runs, two walks, and one strikeout. And Shohei on here in the eighth inning. He'll face the middle third of the order, Jordan Brewer, Quincy Hamilton, and Chad Stevens. Corpus Christi, one run, two base hits, and one error. It was costly. 1-2-1. They have left 8 men on base with only 2 hits. Rockhounds, 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors, and 5 men left on. Hounds scored 3 in the first, and that's still largely the difference in the game. First 3 batters up scored. Added a run in inning number 2. Hooks got on the board with a run in the 4th on a bases-loaded walk by C.J. Stubbs. And the Hounds answered that with a sacrifice fly by Caden Trinkle and a brilliant play by Jacob Melton in right field. 5-1 the score as we go to the eighth inning. Jordan Brewer stands in. First baseman swings. Ground ball to the first baseman for the Hounds. Brendan Malone will take it himself. One pitch, one swing, 2 bounces, and 1 man down in the eighth inning. This is terrifying. At their current pace, Chicago White Sox are 3-22. They lost today. 3-22 at this pace, and they've been shut out 8 times. The White Sox will win 19 and a half games, 19.44, take your pick, 19 or 20. This is my favorite part. Called strike outside corner to Quincy Hamilton, and at their current pace, the Chicago White Sox will be shut out this season 52 times. Now it ain't going to happen, but oh my heavens. Pitch up and away for a ball to Hamilton. One ball, one strike. Well, let's see. We'll give him the benefit of the doubt. We'll round 19.44 up to 20. Not sure that's a good idea. They would be, what, 20 and 142. 1-1 pitch. Chopper again to first. Brendan Malone makes the play. Steps on the bag. Well, Brendan is busy. Back-to-back bounce outs to the Hounds first baseman. Here's Chad Stevens. Can you, now, obviously, it's not going to break down that way, but can you imagine that 20 and 142 and get shut out 52 times? That is the pace they're on. They have been shut out in, well, coming into today, in exactly one-third of their games. It's now 8 out of 25. But that's 32%. Here's Chad Stevens. First pitch swing and a miss from Shohei. Very likable right-hander. Shohei figures to be one of the guys when spot opens up at AAA Las Vegas. Lots of free agents, as we mentioned. Here's the 0-1. Down and away for a ball. One ball and one strike. 28-year-old. Discovered in Japan in an industrial league, of all things. 1-1 stretch and a ground ball out towards second. Cooper Bowman is there. Charges, makes the play, flips to first. So Shohei, three ground ball outs in the eighth inning. And back-to-back 1-2-3 innings, all on ground outs with Leal in the seventh and Tomioka here in the eighth. So after the hooks really threatened and narrowly missed, tying the game, in fact, on the ball hit by C.J. Stubbs. But as we go to the bottom half of the eighth inning, the Rock Hounds continue to lead it. Our score, Hounds 5 and the Corpus Christi Hooks 1.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Brendan Malone will lead it off and go to the bottom half of the eighth inning. Rockdown's 5 and Corpus Christi 1. Right-handed hitter is Brennan. First pitch from Carlos Betancourt up and in for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Brennan, good ball game. Sack fly in the first inning, driving in a run. Struck out in the third, but singled and scored in the sixth. One for two with a run and a ribby. Picks a backup pitch that gets there. Called strike over the inside edge, 1-1. Betancourt came on in the sixth inning. Gave up the sacrifice fly. We'll check swing sack fly. In that case, was Caden Trinkle. We'll check swing. See if he went or not. See if it was a foul ball or not. I don't think so. Isn't it 1-2? Yeah, I think that was a foul ball. I'm going to go with 1-2. I'm pretty sure that's the case. One ball, two strikes. Malone takes, and that's up high, ball two. Two balls in, two strikes. That's been a kind of an odd, I don't know if an odd game is really a fair way to put it, but boy, breezy since the get-go. Pitch, Boy, called third strike. Just got there inside corner. Brendan Malone rung up on a pitch that just got the inside edge of the knees. One down. Here's Junior Perez, 1-for-3 with a single and a stolen base, couple of strikeouts. Ball game was delayed for a good amount of time. I'm guessing it's a 10 to 15 minute range. Might have been a little bit more than that. Injury to our home plate umpire. I believe it was Daniel who was injured. Pitch up and in. Turning away from it is Junior Perez, 1-0. The play resumed. Roy Salinas just had a whole bunch of trouble trying to navigate the strike zone. And pitch just outside here for ball 2-0. Hook scoring their only run on four walks in the fourth inning. And the bases loaded again in the sixth. And boy, C.J. Stubbs just missed a three-run home run. In the breeze. Pitch drops down low. Ball three. Three balls and no strikes. And the hook's kind of, I think, at least questioned whether or not it might have been fair. Really tough to tell as high as that ball was hitting with all the movement of the wind. Fastball strike of the knees, 3-1. I wish we could elevate those foul poles a little higher, but that's just the way it is. But it was very, very close. Hounds then added another run of their own. Swing and a miss on a backup pitch. It's 3-2 now to Junior. Jack Winkler waiting on deck. Seen any activity in the Hounds bullpen? Maybe Shohei Tomioka had a pretty quick eighth inning. We'll see if he pitches the ninth. Hillary swung on, lined into right field. Melton is right there. He'll haul that in. Perez, opposite field line drive handled by Jacob Melton. And right, two up, two down in the eighth inning for Jack Winkler. Jack 0 for 2 plus a walk. Denzel Clark would be next here in the bottom half of the eighth inning. 5-1 halves. Pitch maybe a little bit up and away. One ball and no strikes. Jack, 288 coming into the game. 0 for 2 with a walk, as mentioned. Pitch down and in for a ball. 2-0. Wheels that bat around a couple of times as he gets set. Chad Stevens shading the line a little bit at third. Swinging a foul away the opposite way. Two balls and a strike. Here in the bottom of the ninth inning in San Antonio, Wichita 9 and the Missions 2. The Hounds would pick up a game on the Missions if that score holds. Swing and a miss on a breaking pitch. And, I should quickly add, and if this score holds, because it's anything but in the books, Frisco has defeated Amarillo 13-5. At Frisco. And Arkansas and Springfield have given up the ghost in Springfield, Missouri. Pitched down and away, 3-2. They have suspended that game. Springfield 4, Arkansas 2. Boy, if the Cardinals go on to win that game, 15-3 if they win. What a start. 3-2 pitch. Line drive, left side base hit. Jack Winkler, boy, that's got to feel nice. Reached out and home that ball. He's going to turn for two. Throw, one hop, two hops to get him. He is. Oh, he's got into the tag. He's safe. Boy, the hooks aren't buying this at all. Here comes Vincent Blue out of the dugout, and he is running, and he is. Boy, put it this way. The throw was there. The question is the tag. So Jack with a base hit and a hustle double. Love to get a look at that. Again, the throw was in time. Vincent not going to stay out there very long arguing whatever the answer was. Jack reached for that. It was down and away, and he yanked it into right field. Or excuse me, down the left field line. Forgive me. The throw by Hamilton. We're going to get a look here. Boy, you know what? I think he got his hand in there. Wow, I think that's actually, I think, and again, only got one look. I think that's a good call. It's really close, and the throw was there in time. But I think he got his hand on the backside of the bag. I think. Here's Denzel Clark, and he takes a called strike, and it's 0-1. So for Jack Winkler, boy, that breaks out of a little 1-for-19. in scoring position for Denzel. Takes down and away for a ball, 1-1. Denzel batting in the eighth spot tonight. Curious to see if Gregorio keeps him there or moves him around a little bit. He's been, of course, the cleanup guy almost every game. 1-1 stretch, two down in the eighth, 5-1 game, ground ball to the shortstop. Tommy Sacco is there. Low throw, and it's picked beautifully by Brewer. Jordan Brewer, boy, that's his second really good play. That was a strong low throw, and man, that was a tough hop to handle and stay on the bag, but he did. A good play by Brewer to end the inning. No runs on a base hit, so the double that called is not doing any damage as far as the hooks are concerned, and we will go to the top half of the ninth inning after eight completed. Momentum Bank Ballpark, Rockhounds 5 and the Hooks 1.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center, serving all of your landscape and outdoor living needs. From our complete nursery and garden center to full landscape design, installation, and management, including irrigation repair service, we offer complete tree care service with certified arborists. And we're also your steel equipment dealer. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
Top of the ninth inning, and for the Hooks, it'll be the bottom third of the order. C.J. Stubbs and Rolando Espinosa and Jeremy Orocho. And it is Shohei Tomioka back to the mound to try to close it out. Not a save situation. We're trying to close the door on the ball game. Delivers way up and away. It is the right-hander. One ball and no strikes. Shohei out of the Rockhounds bullpen. Sixth appearance. Has a 1.80 earned run average. Right-hander delivers and a broken back flare out to short on one hop. Jacob Wilson makes the play, sets up, throws, and got it. Boy, that bat broken half. Heard the crowd react. That was because of the broken bat. Barrel went sailing in the air. Now Rolando Espinosa, one down as the bell tolls here in the ninth. Espinosa, right-handed hitter. Single and a couple of strikeouts in this ball game. Had a stack of papers that almost just went flying a moment ago. Wind kicking in a little bit. Pitch down and away for ball. One ball, no strikes. One of those nights that you just always try to work with an open window. There are nights when it just makes it impossible with the breeze. There's a swing and a miss, 1-1, but you try. But, of course, every once in a while, Mon Nature kicks up a big old gust and the stack of papers goes flying. One ball and one strike to count. Nobody on, one out, top of the ninth inning. Tomioka delivers down and away for a ball from Shohei, 2-1. Jeremy Orocho on deck. He's trying to close out for the third consecutive game and try to make it six in a row over the Hooks. Start this season. Three at Corpus Christi and three here. Ground ball to the shortstop again. Edge of the grass. Oh, Jacob dropped it. So that's an easy one. The E6. So one on and one man down. Guns have been solid defensively on the year. It's Jacob's second error. So, one man on in the ninth inning, and the batter is Jeremy Orocho. switch hitter batting from the left side. Checks his swing, takes a called strike instead, and it's 0-1. Top of the order, Tommy Sacco Jr. on deck. Rocho rests that bat on the left shoulder, now props it up as he takes the pitch outside for a ball. One ball and one strike. And Jacob Shading very much up the middle, about as far toward the bag as see anybody go. Jack Winkler not playing at the shortstop position, but shading that way. Pitch down low, good stop by Daniel Susak. Makes a clean pick on a pick into the pitch in the dirt. Now it goes 2-1. The outfield, of course, is shallow. It's been that way all night for almost every hitter. Caden Trinkle around toward the left field corner just a bit. Pitched to the outside corner. Got there. Called strike 2-2. One on, one out. Ninth inning. Hounds 5 and the Hooks 1. Espinosa wheels that bat around a couple of times. Shohei comes set. Delivers down and away for a ball. 3-2. It's the only thing for Shohei that's been number that looks a little backwards. He had 4 walks and 2 strikeouts coming in, but again, a 1.80 ERA. 3-2. Stretch and pitch, bouncing ball up the middle. That's going to be a tough play. Jack Winkler charges, makes the play, but he's got nowhere to go with it. That'll be an infield single. Going a little Baltimore chop. Now, Rocho just pounded that ball into the hard dirt out in front of home plate. Took a big, high, kind of a rainbow hop over Shohei's head. Jack Winkler did everything he could. He charged to try to make that play, and he did catch the ball, but just nowhere to go with it. So Espinosa gets to second base. Rocho on at first, and again, as they did last night, Corpus not going gentle into that good night. Tying run on deck. Shohei bends one just inside. His reaction tells you he thought he got the plate with that, but nope, ball 1-1-0 to Tommy Sacco Jr. 0-4 in this one. Kennedy Corona on deck. Jacob Melton is in the hole. He's swinging a shot back up the middle, a diamond, and the ball got under the glove of Jacob Wilson. That will bring a run to the score. He's out. My gosh, they tried to score the run, and the throw from center fielder Junior Perez right on the money. And I tripped all over myself because Rolando Espinosa did not even slide. So the second out of the inning, single up the middle. Jacob Wilson with a diving effort could not get there. Stopping at second is Orocho. Espinosa tried to score and is thrown out 8-2 at the plate. Backup pitch fouled away by Kennedy Corona. It's 0-1. So Corona, if he gets on base, because that was a base hit for Sacco, remember, if he gets on base, and Jacob Melton would, as he did last night, have a chance to tie the game. And again, he's a guy with terrific power. But it is 5-1, 2-on, 2-out. Tomioka's pitch, little chopper. It'll be a tough play. Jacob Wilson charges, sets up throws, and did he beat it? Oh, I say they got him. Ball game is over on a very close play at first base. Boy, there were some close calls in this ball game. Jacob Wilson, again, in the breeze. The infielders have a lot to deal with, outfielders as well. That's one thing that makes that throw from Junior Perez really impressive. That thing was right on the money to get the runner at the plate. Second straight night in which, boy, the ninth inning getting very interesting. No runs, 2 hits, 1 error, and 2 men are left on base. Strange stat for you. The Corpus Christi Hooks leave 10 men on base in this game. They had 4 base hits. So this one into the books. The Rockhounds win it by the final score of 5-1. Their third consecutive win in the series. Third in this homestand, which is now halfway through. We'll give you totals in just a couple of moments. Hounds over the Hooks, 5-1. Back with more after this from Bud Light.
Love really good produce? So do we. At H-E-B, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your H-E-B, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. H-E-B. Here, fresh produce tastes better.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today, or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
Hounds win this ball game by the final score of 5-1 for Corpus Christi. Boy, a strange line. One run, four hits, one error. And they will leave 10 men on base despite just four base hits. 1-4-1 for the Hooks. For the Rockhounds, five runs on eight base hits. Also one error, that coming in the ninth. But again, Corpus rattled the door a little bit, rattled the cage, and got interesting in the ninth inning as well. A couple of opportunities along the way for the Hooks in this game. And again, they strand 10 base runners. Hounds will leave six men on base. Nobody hit the ball out of the ballpark, and that's no surprise tonight, although C.J. Stubbs came remarkably close on a drive toward the left field corner. The winning pitcher will be Roiber Salinas, and he improves to 2-0 on the season. Don't think the online box is quite caught up yet, so we'll update that when we can get to the official numbers. Roiber now 2-0 with the win. And Jose Fleury goes to 0-2 with a loss. He started to really kind of struggled at the opening, finished very strong, struck out the last five batters he faced before leaving the ball game. So this one goes into the books 5-1. I think things are now final. We'll make sure on, don't have a winning and losing pitcher listed. That's interesting. So apparently the box is not quite through. Rockhounds again tonight, one of the other numbers, stealing five more bases in this ballgame. So they have really been running, as it's been part of their MO and their DNA for the 2024 season. All of this first 18 games, he said, stumbling all over his play. Well, we will take a quick timeout, come back and see if we can get a final box for you, get a second look at this ball game. We'll make it a quick one when we return, and Rockhounds baseball will continue in just a moment.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Oh, goodness, the stuff that goes on behind the scenes. The computer with which we run our audio here has been basically driving me out of my mind. And that's, of course, what the man said. That's not a drive. That's just a short putt. But yeah, it's been interesting tonight, just to say the least. So, oh, goodness, maybe it is time to put this one into the books. Don't know that we have time to game and all that good stuff yet. The online box is not yet... Not yet in the books, I don't think. 3,146 is our attendance in this game. And, of course, there was a delay. Again, the injury to, I believe it was to our home plate umpire, Daniel Blythwaite, was not clear exactly what the injury was or the reason for him departing the game. But the last half of the game played with a two-man crew. The three-run first inning, really still the difference in the ballgame. Jacob Wilson led off with a double, and just so typical of his approach at the plate has been so much fun to watch. An 0-2, actually a 1-2 double into the left field corner. A walk to Cooper Bowman. A base hit by Colby Thomas will bring home the game's first run. Colby will steal second and steal third. And when he steals second base on the throw from catcher C.J. Stubbs, it gets away. Cooper Bowman scores. It was 2-0. And Colby will then, after stealing third, he will score on Brennan Malone's sacrifice fly. So a 3-0 lead after the first for the Rockhounds, and that was certainly the key inning in the ballgame. Hounds had a run in the second. Denzel Clark with a sharp base hit to left. He steals second and then scores on a wild pitch from second base. The ball was in the dirt. It bounded away. C.J. Stubbs could not find it. The ball went over toward the third base dugout. Denzel saw that and came, flying, not literally, but close, around third base and scored with a head-first dive on the wild pitch from second base. Then that made it 4-0. The hooks, after the delay due to the injury to our home plate umpire, in the fourth inning, took advantage of Roiber Salinas, and after that break, and again, that's tough. That's a long time to sit right in the middle of a start after three innings, and he'd been very sharp. He didn't give up a hit in the fourth inning, but walked four batters, the last of those being C.J. Stubbs with the bases loaded, and it was 4-1. But Roiber got a strikeout of Rolando Espinosa and a bounce out from Jeremy Orocho to get out of the inning without any further damage. It was 4-1. Hounds added the final run in the bottom of the sixth inning. Brennan Malone to the leadoff single. A couple of walks, Jack Winkler and Denzel Clark, and a sacrifice fly by Caden Trinkle on a gorgeous diving catch by Jacob Melton in right field, and that made it 5-1. Before that, however, in the top half of that inning, with the score still 4-1 before the Hounds added that last run, again, the Hooks had the bases loaded against David Leal with two walks and a single, but David gets a strikeout of Espinosa and a ground out and a really good play by Jacob Wilson to deny Jeremy Orocho. So in the fourth and again in the sixth, the Hooks had the bases loaded with benefit of only one base hit in that stretch, but did not score. Only the single run in the fourth on the bases loaded walk. A couple of men on base in the ninth inning with the out made at home plate. Still very interesting that Espinosa did not slide, but he was thrown out on a really good throw from Junior Perez in center. So Corpus threatening in the ninth inning with a couple of base hits and an error, but that's where the ball game will come to an end. Roiber Salinas is indeed the winner. I was curious about his ERA. It drops down to 2.11 with another good performance. Gave up one run on one hit. Flaherty will go to 0-2 with a 6.61 earned run average. Official time of the ball game is 2 hours 47 minutes. The delay officially is 12 minutes. It felt a little longer than that, but 12 minutes is the official delay in this ball game. And things are still wrapped up. Ball game ended well before 10 o'clock, a little bit before 10 anyway, even with the delay in the game. And that's about as lengthy a game as you see more often, not 2 hours 47 minutes. That used to be short in the old days, and now it's kind of medium or medium long. Take your choice. Rockhounds and the Hooks will continue this series tomorrow evening, tomorrow and Saturday, 7 o'clock on both evenings. Blake Beers will start against Tyler Guilfoyle tomorrow for the Hounds and Hooks, respectively. Brady Basso will go on Saturday against Julio Robina. He has been really terrific. A guy who had good success last year, a fellow who figures to be, I would imagine, maybe a ticket to AAA would await him before all that long. Robina will go for the Hooks on Saturday. And then it will be Gunnar Hoagland going for the Rockhounds on Sunday. And Miguel Ulloa will go for Corpus Christi. I messed that name up. I'll practice before Sunday. I do not know what it is about Miguel's last name that I just trip all over. But he will get the start on Sunday afternoon. That'll be a 1 o'clock game to wrap up this series. Rockhounds with this win improved now to 12-6 on the season. Hooks will fall to 5-13. Checking on the ball game in San Antonio, that is now in the books. Wichita 9 and San Antonio 2. So Frisco and San Antonio both 10-8. Hounds at 12-6 in the early going. We're what? Not quite a third of the way through. Yeah, not a third quite yet of this first half of the Texas League season, but that's how they stand. Thank you for putting up with me tonight. I appreciate it very much. It is always an absolute pleasure, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Always a pleasure to bring you Texas League Baseball, Hounds and Hooks in the books, and we'll do it tomorrow evening, 6:50 will be our broadcast time, 7 o'clock first pitch. The Midland Amigos will make their debut tomorrow night. for all of us with the Rockhounds. Bob Hards at Momentum Bank Ballpark. 5-1 is the final. The Rockhounds over the hooks. And until tomorrow, we'll say goodnight, Red. Goodnight, Leo. Goodnight, Mr. Scully. And goodnight, my friends, from Rocky Town.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets. Visit the Rockhounds store. And join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.